Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 16.
It's over, for they know. I felt like an accent needed to be there. I don't know what it was, though. I think it was some kind of Italian alien.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay, so next week's podcast might be really weird, because I'll be at a hotel. But we are still going to do one. It will still be up sometime on Friday. Maybe earlier, depending on how things work. I don't know yet. But it might be pretty short because I'll be too busy to edit a full podcast that week. So, but it'll probably mostly just be us talking about the Forza premiere. So,
pretty much.
Just a heads up.
It'll probably just be weird because random hotel guests will just start yelling into Brian's mic. I don't know what's going to happen there.
The people in the next hotel room will be having sex over the microphone.
That happened to us once.
Oh,
not
God.
Not over the microphone, but they were totally having sex in the next room over. I'm like, oh, that's uncomfortable. So, and shout out to Power Rangers for turning 18. You're legal now.
Yay, go out drinking.
What?
And then get back to the office and make us some new episodes.
I forgot what day that happened. Was it Sunday or Saturday? Sunday, I think. Sunday. Sunday or Monday. I don't remember, but...
What was the question?
When Power Rangers' birthday was.
Who's your favorite grass type Pokemon?
It was Monday.
Not basic green. Basic green.
Basic yellow.
Anyway,
who's touching me?
Calm down. Anyway, one-ups. So, I'm gonna premature one-up, and
oh God,
my
here's a tissue. Here, I'm not gonna look.
Okay. My AmiAmi box is gonna get here tomorrow, probably. So looking forward to that. I bought. What did I don't know. Go to my blog and look. I honestly don't remember what the hell I bought. Well, some Thundercats things, some Ben 10 things. I got a bunch of Ben 10 things.
Bought a lizard tank and...
Lizards and... And tigers and...
Manga.
Oh my.
But bunnies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely just go to my blog and look, because I honestly...
Let's not even do the cats anymore. Let's just put it online. Just read it.
I don't remember what I bought.
You know, you could just go to your blog and look at the picture. that'd be too difficult. I'm sorry.
You know what? Fine, I will. Shukunshobi.com.
This thing is called Lloyd?
Lloyd?
Lloyd.
Oh, burger meal is called Lloyd.
Like L-L-O-Y-D?
I'm on JFusion, and that's what it's telling me. Using the camera switch turns on the AI and it changes to Lloyd mode.
Good luck mode. Lloyd mode.
You get to talk about this. Oh, someone's got to talk about this.
What?
Something Lloyd? About Lloyd mode.
Well, you already talked about it. Discussion over. Sounded gay.
Right.
You're a homo, Dawson.
Right.
Rio. Cheerio. Good chaps.
Yeah, I'll send the links to the Forzas. There you go. Oh yeah. At first I was more interested in the picture of the three females
in
bikinis.
The chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed, and then I said, "Well, oh look, there's something past this." And then
so the camera switches to talk ahead. Okay.
So anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, let's go. I want to hear what Brian got, even though I looked at the picture 8 times already.
What did Brian get? He got, hold on, shukunshobi.com.
Just pulled up a porn site. For Bobo Hentai? No? Okay. Hurry, let's go.
Okay,
your YouTube payment arrived! Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
I don't know what to say now.
Alright, so the one day I got the Ben 10 set with Tetrax and the two diamond heads in it, and then I got an Alien Force collection that had Goop, Spider Monkey, Brainstorm, Swampfire, and Alien X, and I also bought Classics Tigra and the Lizard Tank with Lizard.
Lizard Tank with Tiger? Wait, what?
And then,
so this is Lizard Cannon, sir.
Cannon, whatever.
Oh.
It's a tank, it has wheels.
I can read.
On the bus, go round and round, round and
round. Wheels on the cannon, go round.
You, sir, are clearly Dawson and cannot read.
Anyhow, Saturday, Borders was now 50% off, so I hit up the last Borders and got a Transformers calendar. I,
like, you robbed it?
I punched it.
That sounds like the post of... I'm dead.
Hey, fix it.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were dead.
I got scared.
I was like, you know what? I quit. I'm going to sleep.
The Art of Fullmetal Alchemist, the anime. I got both those for free because the lady at the register was stupid. And then I bought a bunch of manga, and I got the entire set of the Ben 10 toys from McDonald's, and I got the other Alien Force set. I had Humongousaur, the Ghost, Big Chill, Lodestar, Jetray, and Echo Echo, and Cyberfire, Bumblebee, and everything that's going to be in the Ami Ami box tomorrow, and this is why people think I'm rich.
And Brian just gets all the toys, puts them on the floor, and just rolls around them.
And one of the coolest things that we picked up on Saturday was the Angry Birds card game.
Me, I thought Jeff, you were going to say herpes.
That too. But me, Jeff, Ron played it like 6 games straight. It's really addicting. Particularly because you get to fling dice at the pig. And I like flinging dice at people.
Or pigs.
Or pigs.
Sorry, little pig.
So I was pleased with the game. It's fun. Everyone should go buy it. Mostly because it's Angry Birds.
And they're angry.
And they're birds.
Yeah.
In their diaper.
But anyway, I think that's all. Shookstrobe.com.
That WordPress. No, I'm kidding. Okay, my turn. Okay, I'm done. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so I also bought a bunch of stuff. I found all of the samurai figures, the new ones, except for Rita and Decker, but all I really want is Decker, because I don't need that dumb Rita bitch Ditto clone. Come on, it looks like a Ditto. Look at its face. I also got the Diamond Head pack that Brian got, and I picked up Human Alliance Jazz at the world's nicest TJ Maxx.
Excuse me?
It was a really nice TJ Maxx. It was clean and elegant. Anyway, I don't know why I said the word elegant. It's racy.
You're so stupid. All right,
and then I also picked up Human Alliance Roadbuster because Leadfoot is out, and I figured I needed him. And what else did I get? I feel like I got something else. No, that's it. My Ami Ami box should be here with Figure Arts and Furaimaru and Metal Set SP, thanks to Shugun Shinobi staying up for the final battle of those deluxe items.
You're welcome.
Before killing himself.
He got it for all of us and then one ungrateful person.
Who's an ungrateful person?
It rhymes with hat.
Ah, indeed. And it makes...
Like, hat?
Right as I sat there going, it's just like, rhymes with hat, I'm going, sound out, Rio, KO. None of those rhyme with hat. Oh, Matt, that's... I seriously didn't know.
And then I saw Metal Sets 5 and 6, and I'm excited for a Kadafi combo. Okay, I'm done. Gaddafi combo for the win.
The pranks we play on Kevin when he's asleep.
Metal Set 5 and 6 are out. Wait, where do I go to get these?
And Brian's bringing it in on the act. It's upsetting.
She woke him up like 5 times. That was great. Excuse me?
$85.
That's how much it is for tickets to the Bears?
That's totally going to get leveled and we're going to be like idiots.
Like when the dog's barking, shut up! I'm like talking to nothing. You know what? Get to the front door.
Shut the front door.
I just ate an Oreo cookie. To bed. Bed. Okay. No? All right, go ahead, Kevin.
Okay.
And Kevin's friends. Kevin and friends. He's replacing Barney with... No? All right.
Squire.
Okay, on to...
What?
Are we waiting? Oh, you're so funny.
I like him.
I like him, too. That was a great laugh.
No idea what's going on. Well, Galranger Mecha came in.
Sorry.
I got a very heavy rhino and some bears, an elephant and an armadillo with some gorillas, and an elephant. I said that elephant. And then Metals attempted to arrive at my house today, but they didn't make it. So I'll probably get those in a couple of days. I paid Amy for my stuff, which was some figure arts and a book and the metals and vinyls. And then Oki should hopefully be getting my stuff together to send me in a little bit in a few days. That'll be fun. Because then I have to pay Oki. And...
Oki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else is there? I think that's it. There's just the... Let's see, Amy... Oh, Rin Lion and Rin Command should be here any day now, hopefully. It's been like 2 weeks, so... Yeah, there's just stuff coming and going, and... I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Sorry.
Reviews are up. I don't... I'm so lost and confused. Boxes are everywhere. I'm scared. I'm scared, Shukun Shinobi. Why don't you help me?
Take a bite of popcorn. Because I'm eating?
Yeah.
I can't be bothered with you.
Right.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Douchebag.
Heart.
Douchebag. No.
Douchebag.
No.
Anywho. Nudes?
Nudes!
Yay.
Yay, nudes.
I'm first up. Hooray.
First up.
So we have tribute episodes for the month of September. Four of them, in fact.
There's 2 months of September. September's.
First up is the Jetto Man tribute next week. Oh, look, it's written by Toshiki Inoue, who wrote Jetman.
Toshiki.
Says... let's see. Navi's latest prediction about the Grand Power. Garbageness. Guy helps the pirates interpret the prediction and they look for the Jetman. Where they run into Black Condor, who steals... Just my bad.
Oh, shit. This is the kind of professional news stories you get. Oh my god, my stomach hurts.
Alright. So, next up is the Abare Ranger tribute. Featuring Abare Blue coming back, and apparently the former Abare Blue's wife and secretary, who is the self-proclaimed Abare Pink, and aimed a family undergoes Shichihenge, a kabuki dance where the actor changes clothes 7 times. Could one of these changes be Abare Pink? I don't know.
No.
And then...
Could it be Abare Magenta?
I'm and Guy pretend to be a couple, and then...
I'm a guy?
Yes, I'm a guy. And then when they use the Abra Ranger keys, Gokaio will unite with Gojujin's arms to form Goju Gokaio, and it's all I'm a homo. And after that is the Live Man tribute. I had to do it because Dawson wasn't going to. Featuring Yellow Lion, who comes in front of Joe. I thought that was dirty. Carrying Barazorg's blueprint, so they're going to head off somewhere to try to find a way to turn Barazorg back into Sid.
Me? No.
And then after that is the O-Ranger tribute with O-Red trying to contact Basco while O-Pink tries to contact the Gokaigers.
This sounds funny. I'm sorry. O-Pink. It's like the KO Rangers. Oh, blue.
Yeah, so we have four.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty epic tributes in September featuring multiple returning cast members. It should be fantastical, and I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you gentlemen and ladies think?
I'm excited, I think. I mean, I don't know any of these people at all, in the slightest.
Well, just remember that Aubrey Blue fixed Wacker Wilson's back.
Okay. You know him. I know him, kind of.
He did.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I like tribute, so should be a fun time.
Tribute's in my mouth. No. All right.
I'm sure you would like stuff in your mouth.
But it's always good to get more tributes, I guess, because they're better. Oh, something just flew past my head. I think it was an engine. No, but they're just usually more entertaining than the side episodes, so that's good. It's good.
Yeah, and I'm touching it, so.
God.
Right.
Right-o.
Right-ho.
Right-ho.
Right-ho. Okay. Anywho. I'm gonna burp.
Thanks for the heads up.
This has got to be the best news team in America. No?
The action news team.
Brian, you can't mute it. You can't say I'm gonna burp and then mute it.
It's okay, I haven't burped yet.
Oh.
Not mine, it'll get here when it wants to.
Okay.
So, for you Sentai fans who hate to pirate their music, which is few and far in between, there's some good news. iTunes, a while ago they put up that one album that had, what was it? Was it Boken Forward?
Yeah, Boken, I think it was Boken Gohanger and Geki and...
I think it was Bokenger Forward, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It was Hobo. The hell?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make noises.
So, they put up... Oh, God.
Sorry.
6 volumes. Volume 1 containing Go Ranger through Sun Vulcan. Volume 2, Goggle 5 through Flashman. Volume 3, Maskman through Jetman. Volume 4, G-Ranger versus through Car Ranger. Volume 5, Mega Ranger through Gal Ranger. And Volume 6, Hurricaneer through... Bokenger, and then there's also Volume 7 that's not listed here. That is what's after Bokenger?
Geki Ranger?
Yeah, that Geki Ranger
wow.
through
really,
Gokaiger.
Really?
I don't think.
Yeah,
Brofist. Ow.
Ow.
Just hit these tiny little smacks, but they hurt so much.
And these include the opening theme and the first ending theme to the series. If there was more than one, it's just the first one. Apparently. I didn't really look at the track list all that well. I'm just reading the news article. But so if you don't have these, you can go buy them. I think they're $10 an album, so you plop $70 for the whole set. But
or you could not do that.
They're $1 a song if you only want a couple. Or you can just pirate them.
Just go Kaiser after all.
Just saying.
I'm just saying you suck at life, so...
Okay. Yay, music. Speaking of music, where was I going with this?
You said speaking of music.
Hold on.
I mean, no time has passed since you said it. Wait, is this supposed to be a segue into Forza? Somehow?
People are speculating that the people that are singing Switch On for Forza is...
Generation X.
Jurion Beat Crisis.
That sounds dirty.
Oh, stop it.
Also known as Juria Kawakami. But I don't know. I just thought I'd read that. You go on to the next story.
Okay. It's time for some Forze scans, and they're scans because I don't have the magazine in my hands. And that rhymed. And squeaky. Okay, so I'm going to look at this one first.
Squeaky.
Almost.
The bikini girl one. Okay. So, we have more scans.
He's saving that for later.
The first of which is revealing to us the new chainsaw module, also known as a mech tech weapon. And we get pictures of all these different modules. Are you about to say something or are you about to sneeze?
I'm good.
You're like... And so we see Switch is 8, chainsaw module. I'm pretty sure it is a mech tech weapon. And then Switch, whatever number this camera is, and it's angering me at how stupid it is. I don't know what the point of that is. And then we got the...
Well, the bikini girl one explains to you what it does.
Okay, well, no.
We're not yet.
Yeah, okay. And then
I'm just saying, homo.
See, all the other Switches we've already seen, the parachute one, magic hand, crane arm, the drill, which looks really funny. Looks like he's about to do a can-can. So, yeah, we get all that exciting stuff. And then, well, the page just died. There we go. Okay, then we get a picture of the Zodiacs and their Switches. They're Scorpio, Virgo, Leo, and Libra Zodiacs, meaning the high-ranked Zodiacs are probably based off the astrological constellations. And their Switch looks like ice cream. Look at it. It looks like a cherry ice cream cone. Cherry on top. Why is this not going down? Scroll. Scroll.
Why am I not leaving?
I don't know. It's not. Hold on. It's frozen. I don't know what's going on. Like flipped out for a minute. Oh my god. Come on.
Hurry up, the dog wants you to continue.
Hold on. It's like Orange Range like flipped out. It's this blank page now. Of course we have a picture of everyone's favorite food droid right next to him using his mech tech weapon. Who's apparently his name's Albert? Oh, Lloyd. Lloyd. Okay. I knew it was the name. I don't know, where does it say this? Food droid burger meal? Happy.
It's on the other article.
I know, I'm looking at it. Which is, oh, this is Lloyd to collect the data. Can we set the rabbit hutch? Are they just making stuff up now? Anyway.
No.
He's here and he's stupid. And let's see what's next. Okay, now we have the Power Ditzer, who is his really stupid Samort mech, who is just a complete dumb on. Samort. You should have known. So we get a picture of that, and that looks pretty neat. And yeah. Thank you. That was Forze on his bike coming in, using his horn. And we have a picture of him doing his final attack with his drill. And then over on this other picture, we got girls in bikinis doing stuff and posing with Forze, because I think his rocket head is hot. And...
hot!
That was creepy. So, do you want me to talk about episodes? I don't really want to talk about episode summaries.
Then don't.
Okay.
The switches.
Okay, I'll talk about the switches. The chainsaw switch has the power. Has a powerful engine that can rotate the blade up to 15,000 rounds per minute. The parachute switch. Inside the square box, there are three parachutes. Forze can land safely from the sky. Yay! Camera switch. Has high sensitivity and view for far distances. It can also receive data from environment nearby. It's the talk ahead. Hopping. These are the bottlenecks. Can significantly increase the jumping height up to 20 meters to 40 meters. Stop using metrics. I know, metrics. Okay. The camera switch is just stupid. This is one of those things I'm like, alright, I'm going to get Forze. What is that? And then I just get angry.
And then I touch it.
Anybody's thoughts on anything?
I want to play with it.
I'm done.
I'm done. I saw the camera switch, I'm like, I'm done.
He's got a parachute attached to his arm, a old school video camera attached to his arm, pogo stick for like a chainsaw for like, why do you have a chainsaw for a leg? It goes in your arm, go vroom. I don't know. They're putting weird things in weird places and
it just looks too silly.
Random chicks in bikinis.
Random dancing.
It's probably the best part of this entire little article here. But
random bikini.
And Gintaro's wearing a pink shirt. He's trying to be DK'd.
He does kind of look like him there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think it's his brother.
And the rabbit hatcher. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand anymore. It doesn't make any sense.
Lloyd.
I don't know why his name is Lloyd.
Lloyd. He can collect data which can be sent to Rabbit Hutch, whatever.
Hatch? The Hatch from Lost? Desmond was down there pushing the number. So you had another life, brother. No? Alright.
I don't like you. Shut up.
Obligatory Todd reference.
Okay.
Homosexual, yes.
Victor's dead!
Is this picture at the top of the G-Fusion article, like, what their base looks like? Because that's kind of obnoxious. There's a dog with a space helmet on.
Hold on, I really
did not
look.
Oh my god, is it Jeb? Wait, I clicked on the wrong thing. That was the close current tab. Hold on, I messed up. Help!
It's loading! It's loading.
Oh my god, is that their base? That is a really disgusting place.
Hold on, it's
still
loading.
It looks like a child's playroom. Who are
you, a child's plaything?
Hold on. Or are these the main characters?
This show looks obnoxious.
Wait, hold on. The picture under the episode one this summer looks like they're getting ready to do like a Grease number.
Well, it was inspired by Glee.
And the next picture looks like they're about to step into the light. Don't go into the light!
Looks like a monster's going to grab out and get that guy's neck. Oh, why is this chick here next to Forza have, like, a band-aid around her head like she just got brain surgery?
Maybe she did.
Maybe he just punched her in the face.
You punch her fucking head if she laughs. Punch her ift head? Just lost it. Okay, why is this guy holding a balloon? Why does this chick have a giant ice cream cone? If that's their base, I quit. That's the Kamen Rider Club?
Yes.
It is the unmanliest Kamen Rider Club ever.
It's not loading for me. It's broken.
That was a weird laugh.
This translator is broken.
Sorry, Brilaki. That's his name. Okay.
I want to see the base.
I'm done. Start.
Okay, so our last news story involves McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Everybody loves McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm rubbing it.
Right. So, as you know, right now they're having Ben 10 toys, which is awesome because Ben 10 is full of win.
Yes.
After this, they are doing Power Rangers Samurai and, then more importantly, iCarly. So,
yeah! I want the baby Spencer one.
Samurai toys consist of four, like, character things and then four, like, weapon things. The characters are a horrible-looking Samurai Megazord, and then horrible-looking blue, red, and gold. So at least gold's there. Looks terrible, but I don't know what they do. I think they spin or karate chop or something. I don't really know what they do, but they look absolutely horrible. But they're McDonald's toys, so.
But the Pokemon ones look pretty good.
Yeah, I think it all comes down. Oh God.
Oh God.
Ryan's a raging beast.
I don't know, because sometimes they have really awesome toys, and sometimes their toys are just retarded. I don't know who decides this. Maybe how much money they're given, I don't know. But, and then the weapons are a spin sword that doesn't have the sword. Maybe it's a flashlight, which would be kind of cool, actually. I don't think it's a flashlight, but, a fire smasher that looks, it hooks onto your keys or something. I don't know what it does. I'm sure it does something. I don't know what this thing above it is. Is it the land slicer? I don't know.
Slicing the land.
But it's a propeller of some sort.
I want a baby Spencer.
Looks like it might be trying to be a.
See on.
Antonio's helmet. I honestly have no idea.
Wait, which one?
The circular thing.
Isn't that just part of the spin sword? And I thought, oh, no. Okay.
No.
What is that? It's stupid. It's a fan.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Anyway, there's that thing, and then there's the Hydro Bow, which actually looks kind of cool because you can launch it at people. But
I was just thinking the same thing.
Kiefer said the same thing on Twitter.
Now, let's look at the real action. We get random dancing, simple dimples, wristbands, the iCarly wiener. We get a gummy bear thingy. No?
No.
No? And we get the Baby Spencer. Come on. Baby Spencer is better than all of those samurai toys.
I hope that's, like, actually Baby Spencer, not a mirror.
That would be not cool.
And there's a traffic light.
But I think that's in the studio or something. I don't know. Their studio is way less obnoxious than Forze's.
I just want the wristband that says random dancing.
I know, right? Is that weird? No?
No. I don't think it's weird. And Baby Spencer. Yeah. Everyone loves babies.
And Spencer. Who doesn't love Spencer? Horrible people?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about now?
It's that time again.
I don't know, but I'm still waiting for this damn picture to load.
Did you try the refresh button, Kevin?
I did, and then it broke, and I had to close the window, and then I had to open the window again.
Open.
Ozupan.
No, I don't want to end my turn. I wanted to attack. I mean, I'm sitting here quietly talking and not playing card games.
On motorcycle.
And you're not on a motorcycle either.
In before you.
What? Who's in before? What?
Oh, God.
What? The bug?
Super Hero Pie! Go Kaya! Azimaru! Kamen Rider!
Oh! Totally unprepared, and I still nailed it.
That's what she said.
That was a weird noise.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on episode something or other.
25,000.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
27.
So we're on that episode, and basically it starts off with I'm gonna be Jigglypuff in the vagina.
Oh, didn't do any damage.
I forgot where I was now. All right. So we start off with Luca and Don, and they're all being like, I'm Luca and Don, and they're walking around and being Luca and Donnie. And then they run into Zangyak, and they're like, hey.
Hey.
Bitches be acting crazy. And they're all like. You think you're funny?
Oh, yeah, yes. Getting gear.
Serious?
No.
What?
There you go.
Well. So they're fighting, and then the other four show up, and then they do stuff. No, a guy goes to go help this. I think he's a German guy or something. I don't know. It's like one of Dawson's Nazi people. And
I work for Dagley Insurance. How am I poisoned? That was not a physical attack.
So they're like, hey, let's use these keys. Oh, wait, I can use four buttons. I don't think this works. Yay. This is why I need to get my Oki box. I won't have to do this anymore.
How did Cloud die already? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was...
I don't know. Why did Grotto die already?
I don't know.
They turned into the Flash Men's, and they were like, let's do this. And they got some boxy punching gloves, and they're fighting, and they got, like, pink. It was all, like, glowy, boxy boot kicking. And then Joe pulls
glowy, boxy boot.
Joe pulls a sword out of his ass, and, like... I will kill you in your sleep. And
So Joe pulls a sword out of his ass and goes all like Omega Ranger and turns into a ball of light. And then Gokai Green and Yellow start fighting the monster and they're poning him. And then he's like, take this, bitches. And then he like zaps him with like force lightning and then they swap. And like he goes, zzz. And then like Gokai Green starts fighting like he has two swords and Yellow starts fighting like she has two guns. And it's like bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, that's how we play with toys. And they're all confused. And then the monster leaves and they're like, hey, I'm Luca. And I'm like, no, I'm Luca. And they're like, wait, what?
No, I'm Todd. It had to be done.
And then they figure out that their bodies were switched. And then they're all like, ew, dirty female things in your parts. I don't know. That didn't make any sense. But and then there was stuff and then they all both run off and then they're trying to figure out what the Zangiac want to do, but they don't know because Guy is a moron. And then the bad guys at one point, Oily's all like, yay, you did good. Then he's like, no, you suck at life. Slap. Then he's like, no, you did good because he's like bipolar and he has no idea what's happening because he's an idiot. And eventually what happens is that Guy figures out that that German Nazi guy was some kind of political person, and the Zangiac are gonna switch all of the country leaders with Sugorman, and then they're just gonna surrender to the Zangiac and stuff and junk. And what was I doing?
Yes.
Doc and Milfy are going around town. And Milfy's got Doc looking all like a cool guy. And then she beats up these
like
two... It does kind of look like Philip. And he beats these... That's why he's all cool looking. And he beats up these two dudes who are like messing with these... And they take pictures with him like, oh my god, you...
Bubbles.
And then these two dudes who look like they just came out of like a mob meeting are assaulting Milfy slash Doc because Doc is in Milfy's body. And so he's like, ah, run away! And he runs away, and they're chasing him, and he runs through a men's bathroom out the window, and it was really weird. And there was a guy peeing, and they jump out the, he's on a roof. The guy can jump across the roof, and he's like, oh, but if I miss, I might hurt Luca's body. And then Luca shows up in Don's body, and the guys start, like, begging Milfy to work for them, and then she kicks them away. And then he's like, yeah, they want me to work for them because I'm a smart person. And
she's like, yeah.
But screw them. And they're like, okay. And then they get a call that they got to go Kai change. So they got to go. And they're like, oh, yeah, I remember what it was now. These leaders are at a peace conference, which apparently got moved from Switzerland.
And, oh, there it goes. You got so excited about the peace conference.
Yeah, I remember.
He just wanted to see Jason really bad.
Yes, they wanted to see Jason and do another Gold Ranger joke with the O-Ranger keys and the kanji. And so then they go, they run into the Zangiac, and they're going to stop him from doing all kind of dirty things to people, and they're all like... And then they do a roll call where Green and Yellow have to switch and they forget who they are, and it was pretty funny. And then they're fighting and they're doing cool fighting things, and Green and Yellow just beat the living hell out of the monster. And it was pretty funny because the whole time, like, Doc's in Milfy's body, like adjusting the skirt and like pulling it down and then pulling it up, and it was kind of funny. And I what was I going to say? Oh, so they end up doing a double final wave, and they kill him. And then he gets all big, and they're back in their own bodies, and like, yay, we're happy again. And then they summon Gojujin and Gokaio, and they fight a little, and then they need to whore out the new toy, so they summon Furimaru, and they make Hurricane Gokaio and blow him up. And then the actual Doc is meeting with those two girls, and they think he's a dork, and they run away, like literally run away.
Run away, run away.
And run away, run away, and they're all scared. And And it was pretty funny, and then it ends with, like, Milfy hitting Doc or something. It was funny.
There was no gold mode.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
I was so happy.
Although I still enjoyed the part where Marvelous is like, "What does stupid Chuggers have to happen?" And I was like, "I know, right?" But it wasn't that bad of an episode. It was kind of funny in parts. But just the whole body switching episodes do get a bit annoying. Like, they get, like, it gets repetitive and old.
Yeah, to say the least.
But this is the part where you guys give your thoughts on the episode.
Okay.
Okay, Brian, you want to go first, since I always go first? So.
Sure. Yeah.
It was time. All right,
into it not expecting too much, because usually the whole body switching episodes and stuff are really, like, overly retarded. But,
This was less so.
It was really enjoyable, I think. I think it's because I really like Luca and Don.
So yeah, that helps.
The fact that the two characters that were switching bodies were two characters I really like. It made it pretty enjoyable, and I think they kind of had a little bit of character development, so...
They became BFF Facebook friends, kind of, sort of, a little bit at the end.
I think it would have been a lot worse if it was, like, I'm and Joe.
Yeah. Or, like, Captain Marvelous and somebody.
If it was Marvelous and anyone, I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it was, like, such polar opposites, like Don and Luca, that it made it really funny, and then... The whole thing where, like, you thought Luca was being chased by the mafia, and it was just jewelry store owners.
And it was funny because, like, she looked over at Milfy and his body thinking, hey, she's tough. And she gets up like she's going to be tough, and then she's like, Gomenasai! She runs.
Yeah, I thought he was going to realize that he can actually fight them. No, he just ran.
That was funny.
I'm like, nice try. He gave it an honest effort.
But, yeah, I agree with what you said. Like, for a body switching episode, I found it really funny. Like, especially when they first switched and the bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, bang, 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 bang.
That was fantastic.
And then she made Don a badass, and then he went on that date, and he was like, bow ties are cool. But the girls didn't think so.
The girls didn't like bow ties.
And, like, I thought because of all of the gender switching suits for all the other teams, I thought it would have been a good opportunity to get female Gokai Green and male Gokai Yellow. I mean, they do it for everyone else.
Yeah, I thought it would have been pretty funny. It would have been more figure arts, probably, but...
Yeah, like, that's one of those things that holds you back because you don't want the figure arts, but I would have liked to have seen that because...
But yeah, it would have been pretty cool.
But it was funny seeing him, like, lifting up the skirt, like, God, fuck, this thing gets in the way.
Yeah, I know.
Where's like, let me swap this out. Where's the articulated version? Hold on, it's in the box. But, yeah, it was really fun. And then we got to see that there actually is a peace conference.
Yeah.
That was great. And the Zangak plan actually was ingenious. Because they sent, like, a clown to activate it. He looked like that dude's brother that I hate.
Jealous shit?
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Don't
even talk about him. You brought him up. Shut up. I only talk to Earl.
Don't be a homo.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have too much to say other than the fact that it was enjoyable.
It was. At the point,
it's rare that a Gokaiger episode's unenjoyable.
Yeah, the only one I didn't enjoy was that one where I watched whatever was on TV at the time. That one with jealous shit, that last one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that didn't get me started. Self. Anyway, should we move on to the final O's?
Yeah!
Alright. So, oh crap, I cried all over the paper. No. Okay. So, the final episode of O's. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm ready. Totally stole that joke from Victorious. Anyway. Okay, so we open up, and Uva has just been completed, so he's beating the births up, and he de-untransforms them. And then Edgy walks out like a badass with his epic purple clothes and scarf, and he's crushing the ground. I'm like, dude, I told you to lay off those Twinkies. Like, seriously. So he walks out like a badass, and then you see Kogami come up to Dr. Maki, and he goes, Dr. Maki! I'm like, I love how he says that. It's fun. And he starts going on and on about the plot, which I don't understand. He's like, the greed creates the world, and he's like, no, I want to destroy it. Like, no you, no you. And he's like, look, these 10th medals are conveniently Tatoba. Edgy goes Tatoba and starts fighting Uva like a complete badass with the Meta Gabaryu and the Metal Gallagher. Even I had to admit that was cool. And so then he finally uses Scanning Charge in Tatoba for the first time since Episode 1 and seemingly blows up Uva, but then Dr. Maki's like, oh, well, no, I have all these metal sets I just bought on HLJ.
And they took forever. Got him.
Yeah, he had him on pre-order since the beginning of the show. So, and then he's like, I don't want to lose control, stop it! And he runs off. And then they're like, oh, Hino, how did you transform? He's like, these are the most powerful. Oh, fuck! And then they just explode. And then he's purple. And Dr. Maki tries to attack him, and Ankh saves him. And he's like, why'd you do that? And then he's like, hold my hand. No, just kidding. I want today's ice. No? All right.
Okay. All right.
So then we have Edgy, Ankh, and Hina just holding hands while the Ballad of Oz plays in the background, which is lovely. And then Uva just, like, walks through a field of motorcycles, like they're wild horses, and then he just, like, stumbles, and then he becomes a giant Rubik's Cube. Yeah, that's what happens. And then everything starts getting absorbed and turned into cell metals. And then Ankh and Edgy see it, and they go to fight. And then we cut to Kogami, whose building's being destroyed, and he's like, fuck you, End of the World, I have a cake to make. And he's like, ha, beepa, stay, and he's like crazy. The more the glass breaks, the crazier he gets. It's awesome. So then Ankh and Puto Tira Oz are fighting all of the trash yummies that are falling down. And then the two births show up, and then like the screen freezes, and I'm like, oh, fuck, the stream's broken again. What's going on? And they create a confusion for a minute. For a minute?
For a minute.
Okay. So then they both fly up and have an epic aerial battle with Dr. Maki, and they crash to the ground. And Dr. Maki's like, give me those medals. And he's like, no. And then all of... he's like, no. Wow, epic. Good line there, Edgy.
No.
And then he takes all the cell medals that he absorbed and starts putting into the Meta Gabaryu. And he's like, oh, at last, I have defeated you. And then he's like, no, it was a good plan. Nice try, but it didn't work. And so Ankh gives him his last three medals, including the broken Taka. And he goes, Taja Ador. And it's like, yay, Taja Ador. And then he uses his Dino medals for an epic final scanning charge. And him and Ankh's spirit fight alongside each other and destroy Dr. Maki. And he becomes a black hole and it absorbs all of the Rubik's Cube. And then Edgy's falling like, well, I guess this is the end. I'm fucked. And Ankh's hand shows up and he's like, oh, it's nice that a hand like me can die. Thank you, Edgy, or whatever he says. I mean, it sounds so much less meaningful than it was. And then Goto shows up. He's like, you have to learn to accept help, God. And he's falling down, and he finally takes his hand, and he's saved. And then we get an epilogue in which we show Edgy just helping random, like, Nigerians around the world. And Hina's going to Forze's school, and Broto becomes a cop. And Date's back to being Dr. McRib. And the restaurant goes on as normal as they all meet to say hello to Edgy wherever he is on the iPad. And then Edgy is followed by Ankh's spirit. He's like, someday, somehow, I'll bring you back. And then it ends. And I just started crying.
No,
I just want to say, when Edgy was falling, I totally thought Hina was going to catch him. I thought he was going to fall to the ground and she was going to, like, just catch him. That would be hilarious. That would have been funnier.
All I want to say is if the restaurant chick makes that face ever again, I'm going to kill her.
Oh, God, that was the most terrifying face I've ever seen.
Wait, at what point?
When it's like slow motion and they're waving around. She has this weird look on her face. It was so weird.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was like, wait, what? I also thought it was just kind of funny that he's like, all right, grab my hand. He's like, no, go on without me. He's like, no, seriously, you got like plenty of time. Just grab my hand. No, it's over. it was funny. But I thought it was a pretty like good finale. It could have been a lot more. Like, it was certainly had its emotional points and its like epic points, like the beginning battle and the whole final battle and everything. But it also felt extremely like random. Like, all this buildup for pretty much the whole series of the Ultimate O's, and then you get him Ultimate Tataba, not even changed in look, which I didn't entirely mind, and then he's like a complete badass, defeats Uva, then Uva's brought back and the medals just crack. It was, and then all of a sudden, that's not important anymore, and Kogami's just making a cake. Behave. Okay. And I don't know, it just felt weird that like they just kept changing gears so rapidly. I said it several times that I just think it needs to be an hour so that you can get the full experience out of it. But for as short as it was, it also felt good. Like, they gave the three important combos, like, important battles. Like, you got Taotaba at the beginning, Puto Tira's aerial battle, and then him fighting Dr. Maki, which is cool to see the two fighting each other since they're the same powers.
Yeah.
And then, like, Taja Ador is, like, super important in his final appearance and fight. But, like Spider Vic said, it still felt like there was a lot left to be desired.
Hello? All
right. Anybody, go on. Anybody?
Kevin can go.
Okay, well, I liked the episode. It was fun and enjoyable.
Oh, come on, that's what you say for every episode. This is the finale.
Okay, I was sad when Unk died. It made me want to go, nay! And then...
Hello? I can't hear anything. Hello?
Did I deafen you?
Yes.
And I forgot what I was going to say now.
That was so funny. Lady in the background that's going to get leveled. That made it sound like I'm going to go over there and bulldoze over people. You talk during the podcast.
No, I forgot what I was doing.
You're talking about how Ankh was sad.
It made me sad, and then the ladies are like, I'm going to bring you back. Well, what I want to know is, how is this movie core war going to work if all the medals are gone?
They're going to say, blah, 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 fuck. And that's how they did the movie war cores, the first one.
I mean, like, that doesn't make any sense, but I mean, it was good. And then Dr. Maki getting sucked into a black hole made in his stomach, and...
Where was it? I saw somebody posted. They said they thought because Forze is space-themed, they think that the medals are going to lead to somewhere in space and Forze is going to find them, and that's how Oz gets his powers back for the movie.
What?
That makes no sense at all.
I don't know. I saw it because it's in space and the black hole and I don't know. It could be a clear case of shenaniganery. I need to get my shenaniganery. Ah, fuck.
Because what does space have to do...
Because
Chiquita!
He's like, and he goes up to space. Remember when he's smiling in the first episode, and then he found the core medals, and then he
That's
told him.
Stupid. Anyway.
Well, what really happened is Sentinel Knight's just going to come back.
I also really enjoyed Kogami the entire episode, and I think it's hilarious that he can be standing on top of a 30-story building and accurately throw the medals at Edgy when Shingles was like 10 feet away and like smacked him in the face, and just couldn't get it right. But so that was fun. But yeah, the and then the whole like, oh look, the building's blowing up around me, but I'm fine. I can. I'll just keep making this cake. I'm like, see, that's how you know Kogami is a badass.
Keeping Kevin up.
But you know, I guess we're gonna talk about it more in a minute. So.
All right then.
Yep.
Go on, Brian.
Kill Brian. Right.
That was English and hickish.
It certainly wasn't like the best finale, but I had a lot of fun with it. That sounded weird.
Well, I'm sure anyway, you did.
Right. So, I was sad when Ankh died because he was like my favorite character in the show.
But I'm glad they had the balls to keep him dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they won't.
Instead of being like, oh, Hina was in a mental institution and then she gave her life to make Ankh. Wait, what? She's taking the place of Botanak, just so you know.
Okay. But yeah, I honestly don't feel like he's actually dead.
Spirit's out there somewhere.
Because I forgot who it was. I read on HU or something. Someone brought up a point that like his core didn't disappear.
Yeah, it's just
it's
split.
Still there. It was just broken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's only half dead.
So he's like a ghost. That's where ghosts come from, Tonk.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why he's a little spirit arm.
Like, they'll have to bring him back at some point for the movie unless they just make it happen before O's ended or just don't even bother saying anything like all the other Kamen Rider movies.
That's true.
I'll just go shh and move on.
I was kind of let down that... The final villain was a, as Zerin Zephyr put it, a giant zone dopant.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it was alright.
I didn't expect that to happen at all. Like, I knew that the out of control thing would happen, but I didn't expect it to look like that. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a hideous mutant freak beast, or I thought it was just going to be like Uva, but like bulkier, like those Super Saiyan like 1.5s or whatever in between. Mm-hmm. And like it was just going to be, he was going to be so like full of power, he just couldn't control himself, and he would just be like kind of like Oz was when he stepped out. He was like still looked the same, but he was ultra powerful.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I didn't think it was going to be like that.
I'm honestly surprised that Tatoba didn't look different.
Yeah, so am I. Like, this is the perfect opportunity for
they made such a big deal about these king medals. Like, oh, they're the king's medals. And it's the same thing. He wasn't... I honestly don't feel like he was any stronger. He was. But I honestly feel like it was just because of the cell medals, not because they were the king's medals.
Yeah. I like when he was double-wielding the weapons. That was
yeah, cool. That was badass. Not yeah, gonna lie. That was phenomenal.
More phenomenal.
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
And he just tossed the sword to the side. I was like, why don't I need this? I have Tora claws.
And like you said, I'm glad that like all the main combos got time, particularly because it's been a while since Tajador.
Yeah.
So I was really glad that the last form used in the show was that one.
It just felt like those were the three most important to the story. Like yeah. Everyone else was just powers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I don't know. I guess we'll kind of cover everything else when we start talking about things. But like I said, wasn't the best finale ever, but
it was entertaining.
Yeah, I think it closed the series fairly decently. But like you said, it was really really quick.
Yeah, like I always feel that way with writer finales. Like Double would have ended perfectly if it would have ended on 48, but because 49 wasn't two parts, it felt rushed. And, like, I just... Because, like, shows here always have, like, a nice hour to end and wrap up everything. Mm-hmm. Or 2 hours, depending. And especially, like, the structure different in Japan, but you'd think they'd do something like that since they have so many episodes.
Yeah.
Or, like, structured the whole series like a lead-up episode and then the finale. Why didn't they do that instead of just... I mean, I guess it was sort of, but all the last set of episodes all felt independent of each other. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe if they cut out a few of those filler episodes, they could have had more time.
Maybe.
Ooh, that was a nude one.
That was a nude one.
Nude Feeny? Sign me up. No, I'm just kidding.
So, instead of a formal ramble time or RRR or anything like that, we're just going to dedicate the rest of the podcast to talking about O's and kind of giving it its fond farewell.
It's retrospective O's rambles. It's roar.
Roar?
Roar. Roar. This chapter will be called Roar? Question mark. People will be intrigued. They'll click on it.
But,
I'm intrigued and I'm in it.
So, I remember the good old days when, Oz first appeared and my direct quote was, this little bitch.
Yeah, I know. No, it was this stupid little bitch.
Oh, stupid. Oh, God, I was...
Yeah, it was. This stupid little bitch.
We were pissed.
I'm pretty sure that it was also something about, Kamen Rider ends after
Double.
Yeah.
It does. It ends after Double. Just saying. No. And for how bitter I was at the beginning, I really did have a really good time with this show. It certainly had its ups. It certainly had its downs. But, I mean, overall... overall...
I can't help it. They do that when we're talking about O's. It's just funny.
Is that their base? That is retarded.
finally, 35 minutes later.
Years later. But, I really enjoyed it. For what it's worth.
I pretty much agree with Brian. Like, when we first saw it, I was pretty bitter. Like, the main reasons were, A, because it wasn't Double, And then B, because, like, we didn't calm down until we saw the toy scans, because they came out and they're like, look, 12 forms to start. And they showed, like, it just, they didn't show us what it was really going to be like. And it just seemed like it was a giant, you know, money grabber. And then everything looked funny on stage. You got Ankh with his Fruit Loop arm and the pirate chick. And, like, Edgy with a scarf, and they're like, oh, the main protagonist doesn't care about shit. Like, because they translated it wrong. But, yeah.
Like, this is a giant money grabber, and then we saw Forza, and we're like, oh, no, this is a giant money grabber.
I'm sorry. Oh, was I wrongly accused you? Sorry, Earl. But, yeah, like, pretty much exactly what Brian said, is that we were so bitter at first, but ended up having a really fun time. I think Oz had a lot of really funny moments and some really good, like, memorable characters.
Yeah.
But it certainly wasn't the best I had. It's like one of those things where, even though I wasn't satisfied by the finale, near the end, this happens with a lot of Kobayashi shows, is you're like, man, this show's really good. You forget the drought in the middle because of how good the end is.
Yeah, because, I mean, Oz had a stellar end.
Yeah.
It was pretty much what I wanted out of the show, like, the entire time.
Like, with the exception of not knowing about the Dino Metals, I pretty much called the ending when I found out that, you know, Ankh was going to be, like, this sort of enemy that's working with Oz. I'm like, they're going to be end up fighting in the end, but then they'll be best friends. It's like, I pretty much, like, had a good outline of what it would be like.
Well, that's because it's standard Kamen Rider operating procedure.
Pretty much. What was I going to say? Damn it. Their base is stupid and Forza. No, okay. Do we want to, like, do any structure, like, talk about each character, or, like, yeah, sort of do, like, sort of our thing where we talk about story and stuff, just to give it some, yeah, structure instead of just going off?
Yeah. We'll do story first.
Okay. The story, I don't want to say it was confusing, but it was.
It's, like, Kevin just said, it's, like, it's standard Kobayashi writing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I hate to put so much blame on her, but her writing is always this problematic in the end.
Yeah, like, because, like Hiroso said, he doesn't understand why it's confusing. It's like, not that I'm confused, it's just they go about it so weird, is that if you're not really paying attention, seriously caring, you get kind of lost, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the biggest confusion happened is when they gave us two different origin stories for the medals.
That was a problem. Like, it started with, like, the alchemists wanted to harness the power of the animals.
Yeah, they said they want to harness the power of the animals, and then the greeds went out of control, so Oz was created to stop them. And then 15 episodes later, they're like, Oz commissioned the alchemist to make the metals so that he could have power. I'm like, wait, what? Hold up! Let me get my shenanigometer out and go into the shenanigan laboratory, because I'm going to call it.
And, like, yeah.
That's what confused me, because I remember we talked about how we got an explanation for it so early on, and we were happy, but that wasn't the real explanation.
Yeah, it was just kind of
confusing.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is, like, we get it, but it's not really fully explained that well. And I still felt like there was so much more to be told about the past, too.
Kogami's ambitions are still kind of vague.
Yeah, that was really confusing, especially with all the, like, not like subtle hints, but, like you said, kind of, you know what, we talked about this in the other thing, where it was like you kind of had a suspicion of him the whole time.
Because, yeah, I was always suspicious of this guy. I thought he was going to do some weird jackass move at the end and become, like, the ultimate greed or something.
Yeah.
But there was always these, like, implications that he was going to just go, like, batshit crazy and do some insane thing.
And then we got a whole bunch of spoilers throughout the whole thing that I always had him in some type of role. Like, oh, he's Oz's descendant. He's an alchemist.
He is the descendant of the king.
Oh, was that from the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bother.
From what I remember reading, he's the descendant of the king.
Okay. So that's why he cares. But unless this was just spoilers bleeding into my experience, did I remember some type of dialogue early on about him using Oz? Like, I mean, obviously for the vessel, but it kind of alluded to the fact that, like, he was just using Oz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it made it seem like he didn't care about Edgy at all. It was just a tool for something. I guess that was what they're talking about with the vessel later, but it seemed a lot harsher than what it was.
Right. Yeah, I don't particularly think, I mean, there's nothing that really showed that he absolutely cared about Edgy.
Well, not cared, but I mean, it just seemed like, Like, he was going to use Oz for something evil. That's what I'm talking about. Like, because he helped him out, and then I remember there being some other dialogue being like, oh, well, in the end, he'll just be there for my plans. Like, instead of wanting Edgy to become, like, this thing to stop Dr. Maki or whatever, I don't know. It just seemed like it was more dastardly than what it was.
Right.
Like, I'm happy he didn't turn out to be a villain, but...
And that's for the 800 years ago thing. Maybe that's what they're planning to do in the movie war thing, just like they did with, like, Double and how they had the whole Skull origin story.
Yeah, they could do a Kamen Rider Oz Returns.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or they could not and then do more Double Returns. I want to see Kamen Rider Joker movie. Come on.
I kind of do,
the real
too.
Joker. He can ask that Joker from The Dark Knight why he is so serious.
But I mean, serious because he OD'd.
As far as, like, the story as a whole, it started pretty strong, I think. And then after Mizzoul and Gamble bit the dust the first time, things got really weird.
Yeah.
And, like we mentioned before, Date came in, like, nobody liked Date.
But then he showed us his abs.
We're like, God damn it, you're not Goto. Why can't Goto be birthed? Goto.
He's the Goto guy.
Oh.
It's the last of them were like a seal being strangled. Oh, back to the seals. Yeah, it was me, lols. No, it wasn't. Anyway, Brian, stop.
Okay, so as a disclaimer, Dawson does not club baby seals. He has Mexicans do it for him. Illegal Mexicans.
I work for Bagley. I work for Bagley Insurance. They sell bag of meals.
Named Lloyd?
Yes.
Yes.
My burger, appropriately not named Lloyd. And my cell phone, not named Mike. Anyway, sorry, Brian.
It's okay.
I'm talking something.
I don't know. Okay, nobody liked Date at first, but then everyone's like, oh, Date heart, and then Goto became birth, and they're like, ah, oh, fuck you, Goto. But like, when he got the Puto Tira medals, and then the episode right after that is tangent time with going to the amusement park, and like, there was just so much that they could have tackled with this, ironically, I just used tackle attack, but that they could have done with the whole, like, oh, I'm mental, aspect that they just didn't do.
Yeah, like,
and
it was funny.
It surprised me.
Like, it was funny because I was hoping that the whole out of control thing wouldn't last really long, but then I was disappointed it lasted so short. It was like two episodes, and he's like, the Toad's got this. Check it out. Got an axe.
Check it out.
This guy's in it to win it. Yeah, like, I was surprised it didn't go on longer or become more of a struggle. Like, in the beginning, when he first got control of it, like, when he was fighting, it seemed like it was a struggle to stay in control. Then after a while, it just seemed like whatever. But maybe that's because he became a greed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And the whole greed thing, too, like, I felt like it was really well, like, played out up until the very end. Like, they just kind of dropped it. Like, sure, he turned into a greed and fought Ankh, but then that was it. Like, they have this very gradual edgies, like, in denial about turning into a greed, and then he finally does, and then because of how short everything was cut, it was done. We're not even sure if he's agreed anymore. Is he agreed without any cores?
I don't know what was going on with that, because, like, he became agreed, but he obviously, he can't be agreed if all of his cores are gone, so he's like some sort of like fake greed.
Yeah, and like,
because all the cores are gone except Ankh's broken core, a white core or gray or whatever color you want to pick for Gamble, a blue one, and that's it.
And then technically the orange ones, if you count that.
Wait, how did you determine a white and a blue one?
Because the 10th metals. Core.
Unless those got broken somewhere down the line, and the only 10th metals that remained were Takatora and Bata. I don't really know what they did with them. They could have broke them a while ago. I don't know.
They dropped them. They were really brittle, if you saw.
But and so those two in itself are kind of in limbo because we don't really know what's going on with those. So there's no medals left, so I don't know what kind of BS they're going to pull for Movie War. The King's medals are back. They didn't explode.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of glad, though, just because I hate when series have to end like that in order to compensate for, like, a team-up or something, and I'm glad it could end as its own story.
Yeah, like, I would almost... I'd rather see the Movie War core be, like...
Before.
Either have taken place during the series, which I kind of don't want to happen, but, to be, like, in the same sort of O's world as...
Double?
As the other ones.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I was going to mention one more thing about Edgy Greed.
Go ahead. I pretty much just said okay. What I wanted to say.
Yeah, because I just wanted to talk about the Foundation X stuff quickly in a minute, but... unless I'm wrong about human anatomy, because I've only studied biology a few times, but I didn't hear anything about cell metals. If Edgy never became the Greed, how is he planning on Edgy getting all the cell metals into him? Just swallowing them? Like, that was his my plan all along to get you all these cell metals, but unless O's changes you in that way, it seemed like he could absorb all the cell metals because he was a Greed.
He could get that little thingy on his head.
What thingy?
The thingy.
Yeah, the thingy.
Oh, those coin slots?
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Oh, that was pretty cool when he, like, shot out all those cell metals and they all went to the Metagab Ryu and he was like, see ya! And
yeah,
he
slashed us.
See ya.
Oh, seriously? I was hoping... Go ahead.
His kiosk cell, like, say ya. See ya.
I was hoping that that would be the secret way to unlock the Puto Tira jingle sound in the axe. You must put 1 million cell metals in there, children.
Like, wow, and then when he did the all purple core metal Giga scan, I was like, yes, this is win.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Patera, Torikera, Tirano, Patera, Torikera, Tirano, Giga scan.
Giga scan.
Like, hell yeah.
Thank you for that lovely reenactment.
You're welcome.
Lick my ball, bitch.
I just want to mention it because this is like a story that never happened. Like, I think I'm pretty much in agreement with Brian now. Is they did it at the end where they showed Hina going to Forze school. I think it's just their version of passing the torch now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it could be now, but maybe. I feel like Double's writer was setting it up perfectly. Like, I was really disappointed we never saw anything with Foundation X. I also remember our very early conversations about how we thought O's would go up until, like, 48 or whatever, and then 49 would deal with it or something.
Right.
And I'm just really disappointed. Even if they didn't do it in the series, they set up a perfect plot for the movie, which I already went on during the movie tangent, for O's and Double to be in the same world, which isn't that outrageous to think. And then with Forze now, like, it'd be great if we could see a three-way team at movie later or something to do with Foundation X.
A three-way.
It's just really disappointing.
It almost seems like what they're really doing, well, it looked to us like they were setting up a Foundation X as a bad guy. They're just showing off the new gimmick.
No, that's pretty much it, but it's just a wasted opportunity if they were thinking of anything.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like all the writers on Movie War Corps weren't talking to each other.
No, well, the thing is, the O's writer, was it Inoue?
Because
Kobayashi didn't do it.
I don't know, I didn't look.
And I think that's one of the problems.
Yeah.
Is the fact that the writer for the O's portion of the movie pretty much didn't know what was going. The O's movie as a whole felt like they were writing it like early on, to where they didn't know any of the characters. Ankh was in one scene as a human, and did absolutely nothing. Edgy acted overly goody goody, like he was like MMPR levels of goody goody.
Yeah.
And, like, he worked his ass off to get all his money, and then he gave it out to people. Like, there was nothing in the show that made him...
seem stupid.
Like, seem that he would do that.
Yeah.
So, it felt really off. And then you've got, Hina, I don't know what Hina... I think Hina was pretty much about the same. What's her face? Chiyoko was, shoehorned in, pretty much. Like, it just felt like they didn't really know any of the show when they wrote the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it says here the O's portion of the film was written by Toshiki Inoue.
Yeah. So, that portion of the movie is like what would happen if you sat down a random person that's never seen O's, gave them some character descriptions about the characters, and then...
And said, write a movie.
And then said, hey, write a movie. And so, like, okay, we'll make this guy overly good, and she is the overly caring female, and I don't know what to do about this guy, so he's only going to be in one scene, and this guy's, kind of freaked these me out, guys man. Are going to be crazy, and this guy is trying to be a hard ass, so he's going to be cool, and then we'll give this new guy the new awesome suit. Like, that's what it felt like to me. Like, it was just such a mess of a movie, I want to forget about it.
It really was. I want to forget that skull part even touched it.
And
tried to give the skull part herpes.
I treat it like two separate continuities.
Like, the double canon, but then there's an O's in that world, and then our own canon?
Like, the O's from Movie War Core and Double Forever is in Double's world and Double's canon.
Yeah, so that could work. They could use Oz's double for the movie, the next one.
Yeah, and then the TV show's its own separate entity.
Like, I get that now, and that's what I think of it now. But, like, back then, I was really thinking and hoping that it would all be in one universe now. I thought maybe that after Decade was such a mess, they're like, you know what? It'll be easier if they're just all in one world after Double.
That's what they tried to say they were going to do or something like that. They specifically said they were trying to put them all in one world now.
Yeah, and then there was the Jungle Karma Pizza. Oh, wait. That was RPM. I'm sorry. You know, with the Jungle Karma... Okay.
Yeah.
Forget it. Get it. Okay. And that whole, like, cameo at the end with Hina, that leaves the opportunity there for her to make cameos.
Yeah. Did she, like, transfer schools or something? Because she didn't go to the Forza school.
Yeah, she didn't. She probably did. She was... too famous after that, I don't know. Like, that would be great, actually, for her to be, like, reoccurring in Forza and being part of the Kamen Rider Club. Like, she'd make a great, mentor, almost, because she's been around a Kamen Rider for a year.
Yeah, too
but
bad.
They're not going to do that.
Okay, so, just random question. What was your favorite story arc?
The medals.
Mels?
Metals.
Oh.
Metals.
Are you talking about my hair?
I am.
Right. Anyway, what are the options?
Like any of the two episode arcs.
Oh, like those arcs.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't
remember. Like Noah's? Oh.
Man, I can hardly remember some of them.
Yeah.
I remember doubles were more memorable. Memory.
Yeah, I can't think of too many that I
don't.
Thought were really, really standouting.
The only one that stood out to me was that one just because of the anniversary where they had that Yummy Be Like a Writer type deal where it was like stopping crime or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
That was fun.
I think when any time White Blaster Beetleborg was used.
But yeah, I anything toward the end, like, it didn't get overly interesting to me until the end.
Yeah, it didn't really. The only thing I was interested in seeing is the pretty suits, because I like the suits.
Yeah, pretty suits are pretty.
Like, all of the two-part, like, story of the week were pretty forgettable. Like, because, like, Double always had a mystery, and, like, they developed the characters within that episode like it was a crime show, but this one just kind of had random person, this is their desire, and it comes out of this.
I can't remember any of the middle of the show.
I just remember that one writer, and I remember the anniversary episode.
There was that boxing one that was the fat guy at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that, sort of. I remember the first Yummy ever. It was like, hey, look, I have a creepy face.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't remember any of it. It's gone.
There. Alright, so let's just move on to characters.
We talked the story to death.
Yeah, we did.
So much that Brian got killed. no one's going to know what I'm talking
so
about.
So, obviously, edgy main character. And honestly, I feel like he's one of the weaker main characters. I'm not going to say weakest, because Shinji was pretty bland.
I liked Shinji better, though.
I'm not saying Shinji was worse. But I don't know.
Standard Kobayashi main character. He doesn't do anything.
Some of my least favorite main characters were all Kobayashi. Shinji, Ryotaro, and Edgy.
Yeah, I think that he's I don't know. For me, he was the worst of the three because I felt like The other two went undergone some sort of change.
Not really.
Like Shinji was, when I was thinking about it, pretty similar to Edgy, because they both end in E. No, I'm kidding. Well, because they both like had one belief and stuck to it and never really considered any other option. Like Shinji's like, I must stop the fighting, and he never really thought about doing anything else. But I,
yeah, and
like,
he never changed the entire show. He constantly spent the entire time going, Kitakura-san, stop fighting. Ren, stop fighting. That's all he ever did.
I don't think Ryotaro, like, I think he changed a little bit. He wasn't nearly as wimpy as he was at the beginning, since he was sort of forced to fight on his own near the end.
Yeah.
Like, I felt he changed compared to, like,
he changed a little bit, but it was, Edgy didn't change at all. Like, except for that last second when he grabs Goto's hand. That was it. That was the only change in the entire dance.
And he realized that his desire to protect people was his desire, which I don't know why he didn't realize this, considering that it was kind of obvious from the beginning of the goddamn show.
Yeah.
But,
like, I think he's definitely my least favorite main writer.
First thing, he's an idiot.
Like, he's just, I don't, like, hate him, but I think he was my least favorite just comparing, like, all the other writers have either been badass or had something really funny or quirky about them.
He's no Hidari like, Shotaro, that's for sure.
Yeah, or no Hibiki. Like, it's just, he was so, like, bland.
Mm-hmm. He's and, not, like, Tendo was all cool. Tendo was like, I knows everything. And we're like, I know.
And I felt like it kind of reminded me of Wataru, like, in the very beginning of Kiba, and the fact that, like, his person doesn't fit how cool the suit he's in. Mm-hmm. Like, you expect some badass to be in Kiba, and then you have this little dude in, like, a gas mask or whatever. And, like, Edgy, like, he never really fit any of the O suits for me that well. Like, maybe Tatsuba a little bit, but all the suits look so cool, and he's just this little dude that's like, I like to wear scarves.
And have tomorrow's underwear.
That seemed to only be important the first 15 episodes, and they kind of dropped that.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
That's, again, standard operating procedure. They take something on a tangent in the first few episodes and then drop it. Like that little 12-year-old girl Wataru hung around with.
Yeah.
She just kind of died.
She vanished. She was important for a couple.
She was in the very last episodes where she was like, oh, thank God! And then Wataru showed up being a badass after going to the past. Remember that?
She's in the first couple episodes to solidify that he's antisocial and only talks to a 12-year-old girl.
I like how we basically just discussed three other series in the last 10 minutes. That's because there's nothing to talk about, Edgy.
There really isn't.
Like, I think we mentioned it before in one of the episodes where Edgy's more of a plot device. Like, we get that he was supposed to be this, like, desireless thing for the purple medals and for this whole plot, but as a character, he just kind of failed for me.
He was a plot device to further along Goto and Date and Hina and Ankh.
Pretty much. So, who next? Hina?
Your mother?
Hina-chan.
Your mother?
Why was she strong? Somebody tell me! Tell us! Come on, that was heavy.
I honestly don't know why. Ow. She was, strong. Like,
remember
it was.
Like, oh, she has a core metal inside her. Nope.
I liked that idea.
I liked that idea too. Maybe it still is. They just don't know.
Maybe it's one of the. Maybe she has one of the Sagozo medals in her.
Yeah, she has Gamble's 10th medal in her somewhere.
There we go.
And Satanaka has Mizzou's.
Case solved.
I don't know why Satanaka
has
needs Mizzou's. Ones, but.
So yeah, she's all sexified.
She has the Chach medal, so she gets super aim.
Okay.
There we go. Case solved. Let's go home.
She had the Chach medal. Look at the way her hair was in the last episode.
She was Chach.
So anyway, Hina didn't change too much either, except yeah. She just grew to... I honestly think she wanted to bang Ankh.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That would have made for an interesting show. I'd have enjoyed that.
That would have made for an interesting slash fic that I'm sure someone's written by now. But...
Probably a certain obnoxious person about to get banned.
She didn't go under any like character changes. She just grew closer as friends with Edgy and Ankh, and her real only plot point was her struggle near the end with because she liked Ankh, and then she has her brother, and yeah. She's really conflicted because they couldn't both exist at the same time because Ankh's selfish. He could have just reformed, but he wanted to taste the ice. It's like popsicle.
He wanted to seductively lick those popsicles at me. I know what he was doing.
At you.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, Hina was Hina.
Yep, definitely. I agree. 100%.
Okay. Anywho, poor Hina. Nothing to discuss.
Poor Hina.
Anku.
Poor Hina.
Ankh is the main character.
Fantastic.
Okay. God, we keep saying this.
Standard Kobayashi operating.
Typical Kobayashi. That, like, the main character acts basically as a tool for the actual main character.
Yeah.
In Ryuki's case, it was Ren. In Deno's case, it was Zernos and Momotaros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire basis of the show was based off of him.
And, yeah. And then, for this show, it's pretty much Ankh's show.
But also Goto in that whole middle area where he's developing himself.
Yeah.
I see that kind of more of like a side story. It's like, kind of like Axel's and Double. It was like a story within a story. But I think the whole overall story is Ankh's.
Because Ankh's whole thing was that he wanted to live.
Yeah.
Which I thought was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and like, I love that the fact that the silliness of the popsicles that were just like, lol, in the beginning ended up being something really deep.
Yeah. Is that
they can't taste, so he loved popsicles and loved the ability to taste.
Because the thing about like the popsicles is that they were like cold.
Yeah.
So
and it's also
to him, it was
sense.
Not only that he could taste, but he could feel the temperature too.
Yeah. Like.
So
and he is a fire greed.
He was seeing and feeling, and he knew temperature, and
it was cooling him down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, no. That's enough out of you. No. You're going to kill Brian again. Do you want him to drop into the pool? To cool down? Lol.
And okay. I really liked Ankh as a character, and, like, yeah, he did some pretty dumb, selfish things, but...
He's agreed.
Like when Edgecode had that smart plan, and he's like, what are you doing? And then he caused him to lose all the medals.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forgive him for that. Just kidding.
Never.
That was stupid.
That was pretty stupid. But his character progressed so well that, honestly, if you don't like Ankh, I question your motives.
As a human.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so well done. Like, it was pretty much, with the exception of certain things I didn't know about, it was pretty much what I expected him to be, which is kind of an anti-hero and turned friend to Edgy. And, like, they did it really well where it wasn't so mushy. It was kind of reminded me, like, another parallel of Shinji and Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, Ankh was, like, helping Edgy and was a friend to him, like Ren was to Shinji, but he didn't really want to admit it.
Yeah.
Except he didn't have a dead wife or whatever in the hospital.
A dead wife in the hospital.
She was a zombie. All my zombies. She was brought back by David Hayward. Oh, shit. Something just flew across the room. That's what I was going to say about him. I do have to say, though, I think they dropped the ball on the potential of the Ankh lit storyline, like the two Ankhs.
Yeah.
I mean, firing Trevor St. John, I'm just kidding. Sorry, couldn't handle it. Hell of it. Like, I feel like there could have been such a better idea there. Like, I get it, sort of, because... Well, not really, because they say when the consciousness is separated from the core metals, they can't be brought back. But allegedly, when his was separated from it, it developed another one. Unless it's just after a really long time, it has to develop another consciousness in a core metal.
Maybe. I honestly have...
Maybe it's because of that there were that many core metals all clumped together.
I don't know. Like, that's one of the things where it was, like, a bunch of good ideas put together that didn't work because they didn't make sense with each other. Like, I don't know what second Ankh could have been, but, like, it was certainly intriguing at the beginning that there was another Ankh running around. Man, it sounds almost like the Todds.
He was a meat brain.
Like, I thought, I kind of liked the idea of it being the original O's.
Yeah.
That somehow absorbed the excess red metals and believed he was Ankh.
That would have, that would have made an excellent storyline.
It really would have.
Particularly because if I remember the second backstory correctly, I have to specify. what sealed the greeds was the king trying to scan all of those core metals at once. Uh-huh. And it turned into like a big black hole of shit.
Yeah.
That's where Ankh lost his body and stuff. So it would have made a lot of sense to make the Ankhlet the king.
Yeah. That
got his personality got put into one of the red cores.
Yeah.
And they could have did a lot with that. Maybe that is what happened.
And we just don't know it.
We didn't, like, it was, Ankhlet was the king, except his, like, personality got reset.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Because I thought that, you know, like, we said he turned into Ankh, and he got his medals, and his personality got put on one, and I thought they were going to have him for, like, a few episodes believing he's Ankh. No, the real Ankh. Damn it! I don't even mean for it to sound like this. And then he finds out that he's not, and then he goes to find out he's the king, and then they fight him. Just like, seriously. He finds out he's Victor and then he gets shot. Seriously. True facts. But that was my only real big complaint with Ankh story is that I just didn't like that whole mess. Because there's so much potential and it just wasn't used.
Yeah, well.
Thinking about things that weren't developed properly.
Your mom?
Maki? I feel like we should
Maki?
Wait for him, but. Yeah, we'll wait. I'll bring him up later.
We'll wait for him till the end of time. Okay, that was a little dramatic, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Till the end of time.
Goto was probably the second most developed character. Because he started from shooting Eiji in the back with a bazooka.
Yeah.
To mastering the birth system.
he was like this generic employee that reminded me of like Kagami. And, like, other various characters that were mad that they didn't get chosen for the job, whether it was Birth or O's or whatever. And, like, he was just this little, like, bitch rookie guy that got coffee because he was the go-to guy, and he messed up so much, and then, like, in his training under Birth, and then becoming, like, a really badass Birth, and his friendship and bromance with Date was just really well done. Mm-hmm. And that whole Date and Broto storyline was my favorite story in all of O's.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just the most... I don't know. It made the most sense because it was off to the side of all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dynamic.
Night dynamic.
Proto dynamic.
And, like, their arc, because it was kind of, like, set there in the middle, and then it ended basically when he became Birth, and he was just kind of, like, you know, generic secondary writer, just shows up in every situation. And he was there, like, a few times for Eiji, but I felt kind of disappointed that him and then Date weren't involved in the finale that much.
Yeah. They were just there to catch Eiji.
Like, yeah, like...
Catch him!
That just disappointed me. Like, I know it's kind of like Axel, where they had their climax in the middle, or, like, the near end, but it's just kind of shitty that they drop him off later.
Yeah. In fact, the same exact thing pretty much happened to Terui.
Yeah.
Except he ended up getting a movie.
Yeah.
O's Returns, Birth, please.
Please. O's Returns, Return of McRib. Date. It's just a picture. What it is the poster is going to have like a dual Goto and Birth on the back, and then it's going to have Date holding up his shirt. It's going to be epic.
So, speaking of Date, so much hate at the beginning that turned into so much love, and not just because he has sexy abs. But he really was such a fun character.
I know. He's my favorite character in all of those.
I don't normally go toward the goofy characters, but he could play both sides of the coin so well.
Yeah.
Like, he could be serious when he needed to, but his comedic timing was just, like, perfect.
He was always funny with Maki, and always funny with Ankh, and then always funny with everyone else, and I just thought it was really, it'd be hilarious because he would just be like being all stupid and making a joke, and then all of a sudden just like turn super serious and be like going all Birth, like, oh, okay, he just turned it on, and like
he turns it on for me,
let me tell you,
like, he would just switch it on and off, like,
just like my penis.
And I've said it before, is that he reminded me a lot of Hibiki.
Yeah.
Like, he was definitely different. He had a lot of different personality traits, but that whole kind of, like, like really just cool, like easygoing guy that's like really fun to be around, sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like he, it's perfect. Like that whole Boto-chan nice. Pretty much describes him. He's just a bro, just a really cool guy.
Good old times. Like when the Gorilla Candroid fell into the oil.
Oh, poor Gorilla Candroid.
That was sad. Gorilla Candroid.
It's like ah.
Or with the doll.
The doll.
Why is it so creepy?
Wait, was this
so
creepy?
Oh, Dad.
No, that's an egg.
Oh, so funny.
He's just fantastic.
And that is why I'm buying his Project Beam.
Me too.
You're buying his bowel movements? That is just disgusting, Brian.
Look, they come from the McRib. But he didn't have as much development as other characters, just basically finding out his injury and stuff, and his friendship with Goto. But he's my favorite character in the show.
Yeah, I would say that. It might be Ankh, but one of them. One of them is definitely my favorite. One of the two.
I think Ankh's my second, just because Date's like Hibiki. It's like it's like a little bit of Hibiki in everyone. I don't know. That was weird. I'm sorry. Someone just slapped me. No, slap! Ow! Sounds like my head's hollow. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it is at this point.
Okay. Who else was there?
Chiyoko
Shizuoka. She was just there.
She was not as annoying as we initially expected.
I was
her to
scared
be.
Of her when well, she came to the conference in a pirate outfit.
What? Like, I mean, I sort of see why they did that, but what a dumb move! They put her in the pirate outfit with no explanation until later, of why that. Like, wait, what? Like, I want an explanation for this Forze base now. It's like, you, McMuffin.
Let's look at all the kids next door. Like. That's the Forze base.
Oh, Kobayashi. Kogami. Who's the next one to talk about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That crazy
that
son
bastard.
Of a bitch.
My best old friend, Kogami.
Konami.
Konami.
No, push X and Y and you'll be sucked.
Right, Gnocchi? I'm just going to
keep dancing, they won't know this is a fake.
They refuse to give up until the very end. The bald dude they pulled off the street just said, "Oh, fuck it." Anyway, Kogami was a pimp.
Yeah,
he was.
Like, he was one of the things that I really liked about O's. Like, he brought such a great like humor and charm that like O's really wouldn't have been the same without him.
Oh, O's! I feel like O's would have been really terrible without Kogami. Honestly,
show together with his cakes, because cakes. It's like a house.
He was just so weird and creepy, and he made all these weird faces, and he was just so
fun.
The
happy birthday thing.
Happy birthday, what?
And it's just so funny the way he could scare people, like, we must do this too. Happy birthday! He just scares someone, like, oh shit.
And it was fantastic how, like, he would just commit. He committed to making cakes. It didn't matter what was happening around him.
Oh, yeah.
Buildings blowing up, whatever. He doesn't care.
I like how when Goto became birth, he proved himself worthy by eating that cake. Yeah. He's like, "Are you sure you're ready to work here again?" Starts eating the cake, and he just smiles. good employee.
I also like how he had the ability to like pop onto random computer screens.
Oh yeah.
Like when Goto was trying to find the O's information, it's just like Tsuburoshi. It's like, oh god.
Fantastic.
We need a Project BM cake boss.
Oh, I would buy that so hard.
So would I. And it just comes with different faces.
Different cake making apparatuses and different colored suits.
That gold suit. That gold suit. Oh my god, dude. I'm so glad they used that in the finale because that was like the sex.
He is a pimp. He's like a definition of a pimp. It says Kogami, Tsuburoshi.
I want a shirt that says that.
We need Rio. You're listening. We need cake boss shirts right now. Staff.
On the front it says Tsuburoshi, and on the back it has the Kogami logo. The front has a Kogami's face. Oh my god, Kogami's face with Tsuburoshi, and then the Kogami Foundation logo on the back.
I think we need a shirt that has that picture we used on like HJU where it says check out Writer's Rangers and Rambles. This is a picture of him pointing. It says Kogami wants you to check out Writer's Rangers and Rambles.
Oh, we also need a shirt with Date's ribs. Oh.
It's like one of those shirts with like the sexy abs on it, except it's just Date's.
And I feel like there needs to be like a long sleeve shirt that just has Dr. Maki's doll written on the side of it, or drawn on the side.
Written.
Written. You know what? Yeah.
Where are we?
I don't know. I honestly have no
idea. We're in Kogami's basement where he just has a huge O's collection.
See, Kogami bought all the toys in triplicate and got all the cell medals.
And, like, you don't know why Kogami has all these medals or why he has all these cores, and then you eventually, after the show ends, because you live in America, find out that he's, like, related to the king and stuff, so I guess it makes sense, but...
Yeah, that's... I still feel like there was more to his story, especially with all that foreshadowing epic Kogami music whenever he spoke. Is that more epic than that?
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing.
I don't know either. They're starting the Mystic Knights theme.
Mystic Knights.
Yeah, Kogami, very important to O's. Kogami should have been O's.
Hell yeah.
Instead of Henshin, Subarashi! And then just transforms.
But, like, it's just such a surprise to me that such a really retarded, stupid character ends up being one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we first saw his picture? Like, who is this? Is he a history teacher?
He looked the picture that they kept going around, like, made him look really American.
Yeah.
And not Japanese, which was funny, but... And then he ended up being a lot older than I anticipated.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting, because I'm like, why do they need this guy? They have a huge cast already. And then he ends up being, like, one of the most important cast members to the show being good-ish.
Good-ish.
Good-ish. Okay. Satanaka, I guess, next. That makes sense, right?
Yep.
She shot a can right out of a gun.
She went from basically eye candy to eye candy that killed things.
Bitch, eye candy that shoots.
Ew, that's dirty.
Oh, God. Like, her whole role, like, the first half of the series was just sitting in the chair eating cake and, like, being on her phone or whatever.
Yeah. But I like what she turned into. I mean, not just because she wore sexy outfits, but just because, like, she actually played a fairly pivotal role.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore sexy outfits.
Yeah, and she was fun as Date's, who is it? Goto's support. Like, hold on, I gotta change. Girl, I gotta Gokai change.
Proto-chan, nice.
Yes. Need a shirt that says that.
Satonaka-chan, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
But yeah, like, she was weird at the beginning, but...
And I always forgot her name. Sorry.
Yeah. No one was busy thinking about her name, that's why.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was bothering with her name. That's why her name was Sexretary.
That's right.
La-Mao.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh.
Is this the Flintstones? No? Okay. Okay, let's move along.
Okay. Virens?
Virens!
Are we done with characters? I think we are.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. Nope, can't think of anybody else.
Nope. Alright, so,
Who should we start with?
Start with Maki, just because I want to start with him.
Alright, Dr. Maki. I'm sorry. What a sick fuck.
Okay, what I wanted to bring up before...
This creepy little doll, I know, right?
...was, where did he learn all this? He knew so much about the metals. Where did he find all of this out?
Working with Kogami.
Oh, I don't buy that in the slightest. Maki had that shit maybe under... Kogami had that shit under, like, lock and key.
Yeah, but he made all the systems and the swords and the cell metals. I mean, the things that work off cell metals.
Yeah, but maybe after he killed his sister, maybe Kogami took him in.
Well, I guess.
Brian's like, Stop making sense. Stop right now.
Well, I mean, that doesn't completely make sense to me. Just but like, considering he killed his sister when he was a wee lad.
That's creepy.
But a wee lad.
Like, there really wasn't... There was a lot of lack of explanations for things.
Because, like, he knew everything, basically. And, like, I understand that he made the birth system and all the Kandroids and everything, but, I mean, at the same time, why would Kogami tell him about, oh, if you gather all the metals, you can turn into some retard that will destroy the world? Like, I don't know, it just seemed weird to me.
Yeah, maybe he found some kind of history book or hieroglyphic or something?
I don't know.
It just had a picture of metal and then an explosion. Metal, boom!
Medaruko.
And when did he decide that the whole world needed to end just because his sister was a hoe?
Yeah, that seemed to be his only ambition to me.
Yeah. Like, his whole thing was that everything that's good eventually turns bad, so we might as well kill everything while shit's still good.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense, but it didn't. Just like Oves in general.
It's like, well, I understand that you're angry because your sister got tired of taking care of you and became a total bitch hoe. But that doesn't give you the right to go to blow up everyone else.
Like, that seemed to be his only ambition to me, was the fact that his sister died, so everything that's good ever should be stopped now.
Before it goes bad.
Before it goes bad.
Like, his backstory has got to be one of the sickest and freakiest in writer history. At least... essay, because I haven't seen any.
I would venture to say pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the sickest, because there might be something from Fies somewhere.
No, I can't think of anything sick in Fies that.
Okay.
That would rival
13
that.
Girls murdered. It was by accident. She was pissed. I took her shoes, man. That was some mean shit. Anyway.
They took her shoes, man.
They did. They took her shoes, so she killed them all.
Seems like a girl.
Pretty much. Yeah. Poor other guy was in a coma and like, fuck you, we hate you. Come back to us, how dare you? And then he killed them all. But he was sad about it later. Anyway.
That's a death.
Where am I?
Your pants.
Cool.
What was I going to say about... Oh, but Dr. Maki... I honestly didn't expect... I said this in that other thing, but I didn't expect him to not only be, like, the final villain and be so important, but I didn't expect his backstory to be so sick.
I didn't expect him to be so important.
Yeah.
I thought he was just there to make shit.
Yeah.
And be creepy. But, and then all of a sudden he was like, ah, purple metals and I take over and
yeah,
I kill things.
I didn't expect him to become the Dino Greed at all.
Well, like, I was going to say, why did the Dino Metals go into him, but I forgot he kind of, like, forced them.
Yeah. What was the... Okay, I'm just stupid. Where did the Dino Metals come from again? Because they weren't around 800 years ago. Didn't he make them or something?
They were in a thing.
They were in a metal holder? An ancient metal holder? I remember they were in that circle thing. There was 10 of them. But where did they come from? Because I remember there was some explanation of why they weren't around the same time.
There was.
I felt like there was.
They said they came around in modern times or something. I don't know. I don't know. I think they just means they haven't seen a light of day. I don't know.
I think they're just stupid.
I think they didn't know how to explain that. So they're like, hey, look, it was in this box the whole time. Totally found it in the back of the attic.
Yeah, well.
But I didn't call him becoming that because we had like these rumors of Giru and 10th Greed or whatever. Not 10th Greed. Whatever.
Oves was full of rumors that didn't happen.
A lot of them sounded really good.
Yeah.
Remember that rumor a long time ago that Ankh was a yummy and he just thought he was Ankh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Good old rumors.
I love Thunderpants.
Thunderpants, ho!
I see what you did there! Oh my god. What the hell?
Oh my god, what the hell?
He only made, like, 3 yummies, like...
Dr. Maki?
Yeah.
Kyo-chan was a mess.
No?
Yeah.
Is that a name?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Franklin. But, That's some creepy shit, especially when you find out what it's about. And he always talked to it.
But he did find a home at the end with Chiyoko, so that was...
Yeah, that was even creepier. It was a little Dr. Maki replica.
It was a little replica.
That was weird. Oh my god. What was I gonna say? And that whole thing, I don't even know why they had to make that, like, oh, Chiyoko's, it looks like his sister. I guess it's just for the story to explain it. I don't know.
Yeah, what was also fun was, like, how he had little outfits for the doll and, like, a little clothes locker with hangers and...
Yeah, that was funny.
It was like,
really? And then he freaked out every time it fell. Or the, oh! With the dino hands. That was just weird.
Weird.
Like, for the amount of sick shit and stuff that went to his story, he had a surprising amount of comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, what a weird show. You think of how weird Oz is? I feel like it's a show you dream up when you're stoned. Alright, should we just talk about the Greeds as a whole?
Yeah, because really they had next to no characterization. They all like had their characters and they were always their characters. They didn't really change beside... Kizaru was always a scheming asshole, so he didn't change.
Fake Ryo Taros.
Yeah. Ryo
Taros. Yeah, okay.
Never mind.
Ryo Taros.
Let's see. Uva, I liked Uva's, like, I love his design. And his jacket was bright. I felt like Uva got the shaft.
Did get the shaft. He got the shaft to be the honor of the last Greed standing.
Yeah, because he disappeared. He was around at the beginning. He disappeared forever, revealing he was collecting those medals. And then he died again, and then just came back for no reason. And then he became the final thing. Like, I felt like there was so much more potential with him.
Yeah. Particularly because, like, the other ones kind of sucked besides Kizaru.
Yeah. Like, I felt like all the Greed's potential was wasted as villains. Like, it's so weird because they created Yummies, obviously, to gather things, and Oz was such a nuisance, but it was apparent that they could easily take Oz unless he used a combo, and they never thought about taking him out.
I don't really know what was going on in their little... Greed not.
They just weren't thinking. They were just busy, like, we need to get our cores and our cells and touch ourselves.
In that way, they did it good because they were the embodiment of desire and they wanted their cores so that they could be strong and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they were so focused on just collecting their cores instead of actually taking out Oz that they ultimately failed at everything because of just how it was written.
Yeah. And, like you said, Kizaru, he probably got the furthest, well, he did, of scheming and getting all the medals, and he had the most focus, but I felt like they dropped his opportunities, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much focus on his backstabbing and scheming and becoming powerful, and then he just kind of died. And then Mizzou and Gamel were just there. Like, I wish they would have just left him dead, because the only reason they brought him back was for that team shot.
Yeah.
Well, Gamel, and they get their silk. They need more silk shots.
What was that about? Seriously, that was. Oh my god!
Like the whole time, Gamel just Mezuru, and Mizuru was all just like, "Ah, boy," and like, "What's wrong with you? You need to go away."
Gamel wanted to bone Mizuru, and Mizuru just wanted to be a little girl.
Oh, creepy. See, Oz, like I said, just really weird. It's kind of the weirdest writer show ever, I think.
If anyone knows why they just didn't get the actress that did Mizzou to play the human Mizzou, let me know, because I'm curious. Was, like, she too hot or something? Is she too old? I don't...
Was she too tall?
Maybe.
Was she too old?
Yeah.
Did she look like Brian? What?
I didn't know Brian looked old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, oh. But yeah, I think ultimately the Greeds just didn't quite meet up to par with the Sonozakis or anything like that.
Yeah, they had really cool designs, and like the whole idea they explained behind the fact that they, like you said, they desire their cores and they can't feel anything and they just see that static and shit. That was done really well, but the execution of them as villains was pretty poor. They all just kind of got shafted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I was worried for a second that he died again. I was like, oh, shit.
Mizzou's voice actress was born in 1975. But she's primarily a voice actress, so...
I guess that makes sense.
I guess she didn't want to do an actual live role or something. Shrug.
Stop touching me.
Okay. But that's all for the villains of the show, really.
Yeah.
It was just Greed, the Greeds and Maki. Who was a Greed, so...
And then the Shocker Soldiers with Susan Boyle.
We already went over how Lost Ankh was a disappointment.
Yeah.
And Giru only existed in... Doubles world.
Yeah, and we didn't even see him.
Well,
he probably looks the same.
He was voiced by Gunford.
Gunford.
Mm-hmm. No, touch me.
Flipping through the characters real quick and making sure we didn't miss anyone. Shingles.
Oh.
He doesn't have any character order.
Yeah, I guess he did go back to being a cop at the end, but I feel like they should have shown him and Broto as cops together instead of we just show him dropping Hina off at school.
Well, he was a detective, right? So...
Oh, that's true. Well, what the hell? The cops ever wonder where the fuck he is? The whole show, he's missing for a year!
Well, he was in a coma.
Yeah, they never checked on him?
No.
And they never noticed there was some guy that was dressed in drag running around? And there was that one dude that's like Detective San, KG San, and like, oh no, I'm Ankh. Have you seen the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
That's right.
You've seen the arm? I am Ankh.
You've seen the arm? I am Ankhlet.
Nesbitt.
I love that part. It's so funny. Oh, Toy Story, I love you.
I love you too. Oh.
God, Kevin is Toy Story. Jedimon is Toy Story.
Oh yeah. I'm
pretty sure Brian's room is Toy Story.
All of our rooms are Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so is that all for characters?
Yeah.
I guess the only thing to really touch upon is just a general, I think, a category of like suit and any arsenal you want to mention.
Oh, absolutely. The suits for the show are beautiful.
I know. Like, I remember we were really bitter at Tatobot first. I ended up really liking it. It did look kind of odd at first. I remember our main complaint being, like, the giant black space between the Bata legs and the Tora arms. But, I don't know. But I really love the suits. They gotta be some of my favorite suits of all time.
They grew on me so quickly.
Yeah.
Tatobot is still my least favorite just because the whole multicolored thing really throws me off. But the full color combos, they just look really, really, really well. So anyway, like, I have such a hard time picking my favorite combo.
Oh, it's really difficult.
Because, like, I like them all for various reasons.
Yeah, same. Like, I didn't like Rotorua's head at first, but it really grew on me by the end. Like, I like them all for different reasons. Like you said, I just repeated what you said.
Yeah.
The only one that my least favorite I know is Burakawani, just because I don't care for the head still.
My least favorite is... Right now I'm going to go with Burakawani just because pretty much the same reason you did. And the fact that I haven't seen him in action.
Yeah.
But my favorite is probably Tajador just because I like the color red and I like birds. So
Tajador's pretty.
There he is. Finally. Figured it out.
I just told you to get in the goddamn car.
When I got back on Skype after it quit...
Fuck! Sorry. You started going again for a second.
But, yeah, my favorite is probably Tajador as an all-hole, just because, mostly, like I said, the red.
That is a badass combo.
I like Tajador. I also like Shaguta. He's cool.
I always go back and forth between Shoutout and Sagozo, but I still think Sagozo is my favorite. Yeah, but they all really do look equally cool in their own way.
Yeah, they all look together, like work together so well, like the different parts and the
like. Animals. They're so different that it's really refreshing.
Yeah,
but they all still have a. I mean, it's mostly with the whole chest logo in the middle and the belt that unifies them. But there is that whole unifying feel to them.
But yeah, we talked about before how they all look like different riders too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sitting here, I have all my O's guys lined up, and it just looks so... It looks like a Kamen Rider Sentai team. Like, I got a blue one, a gray one, a green, a yellow, a red. They all look so cool, though. Like, it's so pretty.
Shit, I was going to say.
That's right, because you're dumb.
What was it?
Okay. I don't care too much... Ow. Sorry. I don't care too much for, like, the random combos myself, but...
Yeah, like, that wasn't... Except for, like, the Figgy Arts mess, which they ended up not going too crazy with. It was an interesting idea that... I actually felt wasn't played out that much.
It wasn't. I was surprised. Like, they did a lot of random combos, but they just didn't really emphasize it too much.
Yeah.
And they only played a huge part when Edgy started realizing that the combos are kicking his ass.
Yeah.
And so he needed to stop. But...
I was static for a sec. There's something along the lines of that I was thinking of. Combos... Oh, poor Gatakiri Ba. Let's take a moment and feel sorry for Gatakiri Ba. What was the last episode he appeared in? It was like 16? Is there any place
you can... Because I'm curious.
The last one he appeared in was when he killed Ms...
Really? Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Really?
He had two appearances in the show. Once against the Piranha, I mean, once when he killed Mazul.
And once wow. In the movie, that's only three... Four altogether.
Poor Gatakiri Ba.
Twice in the show, once in Movie War Core, and then once in Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then he got shitty Bata legs, and he's all screwy. Oh, I want to hug him. Even though they're all the same person.
No wonder he was so sad in the net movie.
Like, it's, like they said, it's because of the budget, but why didn't they just not use that power?
I don't know. He could have lightning-thinged and sliced things and hopped and kicked. He didn't have to multiply.
Yeah, like...
I found that a really shitty excuse.
Yeah, that really is. Like, coming back to that, I felt that... like, we always talk praise Double of how well he used forms and how equally. I thought O's didn't do a very good job at that.
They... Okay, here's the... They used them fairly equal, sans Gatakiri Ba, but the problem was is that they used them in chunks.
Yeah, like...
Like, at the beginning, you had La Torata and Gatakiri Ba for a couple times, and then Sagozo, and then he lost those and got Tajador, and we had nothing but Tajador, mostly, until Shaota, and then it was alternating between Tajador and Shaota.
Yeah. And then he lost those, and...
And then he lost those, and we got Puto Tira, so then we had Puto Tira all the time, and then finally got La Torata back, and Sagozo back, and was using those. So, they did a decent job at doing them all, but it just, they weren't spread out enough to notice.
Yeah, that's what bugs me, because, that's what I thought one of the cool things that intrigued me when I first heard about the series is I loved... that he had so many different powers to switch between, but he only had a few at a time. Like, that whole passing around medals things was unique, but it got on my nerves. I really didn't like that, eventually.
It was kind of annoying, because it was just like, oh, yay, look, he got this cool medals, and then, like, the next episode, oh, look, he just, like, lost four more.
It was difficult to keep track.
Yeah.
I know they had the little thing, but it was hard to keep track of who had what.
Yeah.
Like, I really wish, like, the website had Ankh's little picture.
Yeah. I wish there was an app that just updated each week. That would have been epic.
That would have been awesome.
I've said it many times, but I still don't understand why they just didn't have Kogami make the medals. If an alchemist 800 years ago could make it, why not make new ones for O's to use? And then all the Greeds could have their medals at almost full power, and then they could fight over it, and then O's could just switch between combos to heart content.
I don't know, because they wanted to switch it.
And they made a big deal about Edgy taking a toll on his body. It would have been nice to show that it didn't take as much of a toll after it became a greed, because that would make sense to me. because he could handle the power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But definitely some wasted opportunities. That's one of the things about O's is there were so many different things between greeds and forms and powers that I felt like they just didn't have enough time for everything. They got spread too thin.
Yeah, I can definitely agree.
That's O's. I like Birth Suit. When I first saw it, I didn't like it, but I really like it now.
I remember that.
That's for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, actually.
Really, for me too. At first, I was like, "Oh, this is stupid, wrong," and ended up loving this to death in 4 months.
Yeah,
I should just stop talking.
Cool.
I wish he had like the light up helmet more
eyes,
because I like that one more. But
like, I kind of wish he had gotten an upgrade so that like Goto could have had it, and then Date had regular Birth, or his like preemie form looked different.
Yeah, or at least different colors. The whole red stripe thing just bugged the shit out of me.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. It was stupid. It was dumb.
Like, make him, like, color-flopped or, like, gold instead of silver or bronze or something.
I don't know. But something different. But I like Birth Suit.
I like Birth thing. I like that, too.
I like the Birth Buster because it's an awesome toy.
I still have sitting on my desk down, or not on my desk, but under my desk down here. I keep picking up and playing with it. It's like one of my favorite roleplay items from Rider, like, ever.
It's such a good size, too. They used it in the show.
I dug up some candy toy cell medals to keep in there. I was I don't really need these in my treasure chest, so I just put them in the driver and
scoop them out.
I really don't like the Metal Gelliver, as you all know.
Yeah. You're a homo.
I know. Every main Hesse Rider has a sword.
Just kind of blended into the gear, but I don't really have too much to say about the gear. I don't really particularly like either of the two drivers.
Yeah, me either. Like, the Birth one still looks obnoxious with the giant knob.
I like that knob.
Do you?
I like turning my knob.
God,
I have a giant
knob. I like the toy. It just seems like an odd-looking driver.
Yeah.
And the knob does look weird, and like O's driver is okay.
By knob, I mean.
I don't know why that sounds so funny to me. It makes me start giggling uncontrollably. I thought the idea of the ride vendor bike was stupid at first, and it grew on me, but O's hardly ever used it after episode. Like, Birth used it like all the time, and Ankh used it a lot in like the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone but O's used it. It might as well not have been his bike. It was pretty much Birth's bike.
Yeah, it was one of the series that just dropped a ball on bikes. It happens.
Yeah.
Like Kiva.
Yeah. Poor machine Kiva. And Ixalion. Poor Ixalion, it got used once.
I don't think anything else arsenal. The Medigab Ryu was badass. I like that.
I like that thing, too. Mostly because it makes cool sounds.
That was fantastic.
And how badass is it that he just reached into the ground and grab it?
I know.
I thought it was a good weapon for that form. Even if it's still, like, he had a lot of similar powers, though. Which was kind of annoying. But then again, Ben's got, like, 2 accelerates now with Fast Track. Garbage. That's accelerate. It looks like a fox. It's faux accelerate. Oh.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything else really arsenal-wise I wanted to mention.
Yeah. The Tajah Spinner is pretty... meh as a toy, but I like it in the show.
Yeah, I like the idea. I like that it's the same arm as Ankh, and mm-hmm. the way they use that in the end.
It's his left arm.
Is it? I thought they used it. Never mind. Just don't listen to me.
Look at me. I am the Dr. Mender. I do not know my left from my right.
I wonder why Tajah Dor had a different head still.
Other than to make it different. I don't know. They never really explained it.
Yeah.
Plot hole.
Other than to make it different.
You can make a special Tachiba combo with the OCCs by using the see-through Toran Bata and that head. That's Tachiba Requiem.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Wait, by doing what with the who? Where?
The OCC is like, because you get 2 Toran Bata legs, the ones that come with Gatakiriba and Ratorata are see-through. Mm. If you combine those with the extra Taka head.
Mm.
special.
Anyway.
Alright, so... Okay, I want to talk about music.
Okay.
I love the theme song. It is fantastic.
I love Double's music. But I have to say that I've been listening to the hell out of the O's Full Combo Collection.
I still need to get that, by the way.
And the variety of songs that they put out for this show is just really great, because each combo has its own style of song.
And they're really good.
So, like, Tatoba was its own kind of ska-like thing. And then,
Gotta keep it real.
Gotta keep it real had, like, a trance feel. La Torata was, like, kind of, like, not totally African, but, it kind of had a slight hip-hop-ish kind of feel, I guess, maybe.
Right over time.
Yeah, you know that one. Sagozo was just kind of like a... I don't know, it's hard to describe Sagozo's song.
I haven't listened to it, so I can't do it for you.
It felt grungy, but that's not really the word I'm looking for, but...
You're grungy, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you. Tajador was like all... Not gospel, but it was all like epic sounding.
It was Tajador.
And it was like edgy and Osh together, and they were touching each other, and it was awesome.
And then he had German in the background.
That's weird.
I don't know why they picked German, but... They did. Then Shaota was kind of like a... poppy sort of sound, and then Puto Tira was just epic as all hell.
Power to Terror is fantastic.
Time Judge Doll and Power to Terror are probably my two favorites.
They're amazing. They are.
But yeah, if you haven't checked it out, I definitely recommend downloading it, just because it really is really fun to listen to. One collection has all the songs except for my favorite song, so that's a pretty win.
Which, like, is the theme song, the impression that I get. Oh, wait.
Once again, they continue with the epic music that is Kamen Rider music.
That is one excellent thing that Denno did to the franchise. Was really pump up the whole music. And really, well, anything Denno on, I enjoy quite a bit.
Ever since Denno, like, every form's had, like, its own song.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you had the songs in Kiba... And the ones in Double and stuff.
Yeah, because Double had one for Cyclone Joker, Heat Metal, and Luna Trigger, and Extreme Dream, and...
And Axel's song, and... I
really like Axel's song.
Denno had, like, the... What?
I said I really like Axel's song.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it when it was the opening and Axel Returns. It was fantastic.
Because he was so extreme.
I know, but...
Doing all the extreme stuff, running, punching a bag...
Touching Akiko, that was a dream for him.
That took but, balls.
Yeah, the Denos had like the same song, but like 50 different ways. Like,
Denno got everywhere just by remixing the same song.
That is the idea behind Denno, just remix everything. And then
Double Action is like the whore of the Rider music world.
Double Action is the Climax cheese of the Rider world, so.
but my favorite O song has to be Reverse Rebirth. I don't know why, I can't get enough of that song.
Yeah, it is really good.
In fact, I'm curious to check how many times I've listened to it. This doesn't count my iPod though, so we'll have to see. But I really like the theme too. I like Double's theme more, but
I like Oz's theme, but certain ska music bugs me sometimes, so that was a little bit annoying for me.
Bad. I can't say much about the background music, because I was kind of like in and out, but...
I like Kogami's music, though. Oh, yeah, that.
Let's see, I've played Reverse Rebirth 21 times.
God.
Date's solo version 25 times, and Goto's solo version 20 times. And that doesn't count how many times I played it on my phone, because I probably spammed the fuck out of it on my phone. But, love it.
Damn. Brian, you have some issues.
I'm just addicted.
You're addicted to Date.
That's an addiction I can deal with.
think you just want the middle part of that word, don't you?
Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. To censor myself.
We should just use that as the new censor. That would be exhausting. We'll have to hire someone.
You can tell I've been jumping around the full combo collection because Regret Nothing, Gotta Keep It Real, and Right on Right Time, I've only been played four times, which is the four times I listened to the entire thing straight. And then Sun Goes Up, Time Judge Doll, Shout Out, and Power to Tear have been played like 30 times. Poor guys.
You're just wearing them out, aren't you?
Yep. And the full combo collection has the O's combo change medley, which is like a really awesome mix of all of the songs, and that's a fun time. That's 5 minutes and 50 seconds of bliss. You didn't tell. Yeah. I like music. Got so many albums that I didn't buy. No? Alright.
Now you know how it is.
See, Dawson, now you know how I feel when you guys start rambling together.
No, I just didn't have anything to add.
Shut up, you.
I just didn't.
Yeah, shut up, you. You.
Because I was being so obnoxious just sitting here quietly. You sure told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat that popcorn. Rant, rant.
So, final thoughts?
Who wants to go first? Not me, I'll go second.
I'll go... I'll go first. Yay, yummy.
Did you die?
Oh. I'm eating.
So it's possible that you died.
So, while O's as a whole didn't really break my top five or anything, I still really enjoyed it. It was a really fun year. Characters were enjoyable for the most part, but like we said, things just kind of fell flat in areas that other series just picked up really good. I'm really big on characterization, and really we only had two characters, maybe three, that really changed fairly decently. So while the plot was pretty fun, the experience was fun, the characters were fun, there just wasn't enough to really make it stand out as one of the best writers to me. Like, all the good things that Double had, I felt was lacking in O's.
Yeah.
But I still really enjoyed O's. I still really like it. I would, if anyone hasn't seen it and for some reason we're still listening to our summaries and stuff, I do recommend checking it out. Even though you know how it ends now, but whatever.
It is.
Do you have to pick up on everything?
I'm sorry. You pick up on mine too.
God, you're such a... But,
you are some sort of demon.
Dawson's a whore.
Watching McLean's. Are you watching McLean's?
Yes, I am.
I lost it.
But no, I really enjoyed it.
Pretty much what Brian said. Like, it doesn't crack my top five. It wasn't the greatest thing of all time, but it was a really fun ride. Well, ride.
Yeah, that's why I said year. I didn't want to say ride.
Well, I did, because I want to be that cliche dork. Anyway.
It was a fun ride vendor.
Oh. But it brought some unique things and some cool designs and some really like fun characters that I always remember, like Kogami and Ankh and Date. Like, Date will probably be in my high like top favorite writers, but the series is probably somewhere near the middle. It was just a fun series that, like, it's a good one to check out, and I feel like it's a pretty easy watch. Like, I never felt anything dragged too much.
Yeah, like there was periods where there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
But nothing really dragged too much. If anything, things happen way too quickly.
Yeah. Like, that's one of the... Like, you get used to it, actually, after the first, like, maybe one or two, depending on the person, when you start, like, looking at old writer shows. But a lot of them start off really slow. And that's one thing that made O's easy, is that it's really accessible and there's more, like, action. Like, I'm not saying that I like action more than story, but, like, the first 20 episodes of a lot of early Hesse Rider shows are, like, 20 minutes of talking followed by a transformation and then a cliffhanger. And that just gets old after a while, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
Your turn, Kevin.
Well, you know, I liked it. I think... at the moment, it could be at, like, at the bottom of my top five, but I haven't finished watching a couple of shows, so...
yeah, you haven't seen Kuga and Akito, and that's the reason why it's not in my top five.
I haven't finished Kuga, and I haven't seen Akito, but I thought it was pretty good. The characters were great. I think that the characters in the show in general would not have been as enjoyable as they were had it not been for the people they had playing them. I think that was definitely good, definitely fun. But yeah, the show in general, I mean, there was a couple of things that were just strange, but it was a good show. I enjoyed it. It was fun things, fun suits, fun music. And Dawson got pissed off about a sword that came with, like, damn near every O's figure art, so that makes me happy too.
That's why Shota didn't have one.
Thank God, because he was a god.
You're right, he didn't.
I forgot to comment about that when I recorded today.
Oh well, you're just a failure. No, I'm kidding.
He is a failure.
I don't even remember if I commented on it. I remember someone commented and said, what the fuck, I was planning on making a stick house out of metal jellivers. I would actually love to have seen that. Would have been fun times. Alright, so is that about it?
Yeah, don't think that about wraps up this discussion.
Yeah, Earl, damn.
We will miss you, O's.
Bye.
Especially especially if Forza sucks. Then I will really miss you, O's. And I'm sorry for saying bad things about you and your hand and your pirate chick.
Pirate chick. I think someone needs to cut together the first episode where we trash O's with, like, our final thoughts or any moment we praised it. Or, like, when I'm like, Bertha's stupid, I think he's going to be gay. And then that's funny.
And just like, I heard Dante, I won't touch him.
He doesn't. I guess it's time. I guess it's time for
final thingies.
We have a thingy, and it's not final.
Yeah,
it's
like
my line.
Like I said, the next podcast. Okay, since next week was supposed to be RR&RR for Dragon Knight, we probably aren't going to get to it because of my schedule, so we're going to have a back-to-back RR and RR with the following 2 weeks. So, look forward to that. Like I said, next episode's probably going to be pretty short. A lot of focus on what we think about the first episode of Forza and stuff like that, so... I still will release an episode, though, because I'm kind of proud of our episode-a-week thing for over a year, and I want to keep that going. So, we will release something... How long it is and whether it's good or not is completely up to you guys. But.
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's not sure how good it is or how long it is.
It'll be the first Forza summer. That'll be fun. I'll be forgetting everyone's names. I think I'll just assign everyone a name at the beginning of the year. We'll call them
that's what I'm doing. I don't know about you. It was just generic, like, school names.
It'll be awesome. I'll call the main character Danny Zuko. And then I'll call the... like, I don't know. I'll call the football guy just Thug.
And I just want to say one thing. Delic, your comments make me smile like no other. I'm just going to say that right now.
Are you talking about his recent comment on the podcast?
Yes.
Yes, that made me smile too. That was a nice comment.
I have not read the comment yet, but...
I read the comment question. I cannot comment or speculate until I get representation.
I offer back the insurance, and...
I don't know.
That's when you respond, toys aren't for children, go away.
Hello, welcome to R Season 2, Episode 8. Oh, fuck.
Episode 8. Oh,
I was about to say 18. I realized we're only on 16.
Oh, God.
Blimey.
Brian's from the future.
Force from the future. Brian.
Are you a ball of light?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Behave. Behave. Now I can hear the people in the background, too. This is a big 10-4, Earl. We are in the middle of a storm. Do you copy? No. Do you copy?
Oh, damn! I think he copies.
Attacked by a Koran.
He copies.
Oh, Earl! Oh, UFOs! Come on, let me call Janice. Janice! Oh, fuck! Janice is gone, too! I better get the hell out of here! What? 911! Oh, no, I got the 911, too! I can't keep this right up anymore.
There, is that better?
Yes, Earl's back. Oh, thank God. I was worried about you, Earl.
I had no idea what was happening.
It's going to make for a spectacular segment.
Carl!
I don't know where I came up with the name Janice. Anyway, go on about your business. These 10th medals are conveniently Tatoba, and then he throws them down.
Oh, no! You're trying to do O's!
Oh, damn it. Let me get Janice back on the line. Janice, we're trying to do O's. Oh, has slipped. Oh, shit.
Someone's killing Brian.
He's got Kevin. Hello?
That's not me.
Janice. Wait, was it Brian?
That was Brian.
Janice, incorrectly bring the wrong COD Pass member. Wait, is he even recording anymore? No, he's alive. Brian, don't die.
What?
Brian. Janice. I caught the wrong culprit. I blame Kevin for attacking Earl, and it was Brian the whole time. All right. That was great. Kevin's like, stop blaming me. It's like the time you framed him and I booted him from the call. Anyway, where was I?
Is it okay now?
You're blaming me for Brian dying.
The 10th medals. Okay.
Which are conveniently Tatoba.
Yes.
There he is.
Brian... What was the last thing that got recorded?
They probably won't do that.
I could have said that about anything.
About Hina.
Oh, okay. About her being this, about the being like a mentor?
Yeah.
Okay, that covered all of it. Okay, now I don't know what to say next. Somebody say something.
Okay. I like gravy.
Me too.
Well.
Well.
So how about them O's?
His doll
is my diaper.
Oh! Earl, I told you not to do this shit again. I'm not coming back to you. Okay? Fuck you, Earl. Earl, don't you backtalk me. Earl. Thank you. Is it over? Already?
Hate you.
Told you, Earl. Oh, I should have thought of a new bit. Anyway,
talk to me now.
Isaka. So how about that doll?
They just look really, really, really well.
They melt.
Shit. Damn it! Earl! Son of a bitch! You are fired! To bed! Is it over?
I can't make any jokes during this because you always make me laugh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Kevin? Is he just dead?
I guess so.
Okay, so about the suits. Oh, is that him? What does it say? I'm in the comfy chair.
I'm playing Kirby.
I thought I heard stuff.
Help? What do you want me to do? Just get in the fucking car.
Just jump.
Just get in the car.